It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Joining us in the interview loft, comedian John Caponera. John's a great, great stand-up comedian, a veteran of the world of stand-up comedy. Started in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bob grew up in Los Angeles.
Vin Scully was my man.
Vin Scully. Is that something that you did?
Scully is funny because he's one of these announcers that loves to read lips.
Yeah.
And he thinks he knows what they're saying on the field. Wait a minute. Here comes Tracy out of the dugout. He's in the umpire's face. It appears he wants to take the ump to Fuddruckers after the game. The ump says he doesn't like Fuddruckers, says to go to Fuddruckers yourself. Tracy says you got to try the ground chuck, you. The ump says chuck you too and tosses him out of the game. Well, how do you like that? You offer somebody dinner and they throw you out of the game. You know what makes me laugh? Is Skip Carey, Harry's son. He does the Atlanta Brave games.
Sure.
I listen to this guy when I can't sleep. He's like Somonex.
Like, Chipper Jones takes one on the outside, 3-1 at Chipper Jones. Don't forget, all week long, we got the best of the Duke right here on TBS. John Wayne right here on TBS. There's a long fly ball. Looks like that's out of here. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday. We got the best of Charles Bronson right here on TBS. Death Wish 1 through 25 right here on TBS. I guess that was the game winner. Everybody seems to be shaking hands and patting each other. Tune in Wednesday when the Cubs come to face the Braves right here on TBS.
I love that.
And you know, Harry's going, I can't believe that. That's my son. He's got no personality. What the hell is he talking about? You know, Harry would get excited over the dumbest stuff. Hey! Check out the kid in the sombrero. That's a good-looking youngster, huh? You'd be like, what the hell is that?
From Cincinnati. Baseball season, boy. It's the Bob and Tom Show from the beautiful Jack Casino.
Jack.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Christy.
Hello, Chick.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Well, hi, Chick.
Bob's here. What are you doing here, Josh? This is kind of
awkward.
It's a little awkward.
Always awkward.
Yep. You mean I could be sleeping in?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's fine to come on the trip, but not be on the show. I thought that was
awkward. We could have all brought our ex-wives or ex-husbands. That would be awkward. Whoa.
Shut up.
Jesus Christ.
We'd need a bigger room, I think.
Jesus Christ.
No, we'd need the police.
Jesus Christ.
Man.
And now here's the show. I'll be leaving.
Once again, the show live from Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah! These are the mobile Napa Auto Parts studios today. And as Chick mentioned, Bob is here with us with the Cincinnati Reds cap.
Hey, it's a opening day, day two.
Yes. Do over.
There was a technical problem involving Lent.
Nod.
Lent, Easter, rain. I think the Pope had something to do with it.
Happy Good Friday, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's a great Friday.
Yes,
it's good Friday.
Yes,
don't
it
you,
is.
Don't you kind of, it's one of the few things the church understates. Good Friday.
And it's isn't it also Passover? So that means
it's Passover.
Not going on for Josh today. We'll pass over you all morning.
Bob, you missed it yesterday. We had an interesting confession from Josh, and by the way, it explains the no dumping sign on our special bathroom over there.
What did I miss?
Josh had an incident. I don't think we've ever had any response like this before.
Really? That people enjoyed hearing about that, did they?
Yeah. Do you want to give the short version?
Can I share the story?
Well, I'd be happy to, yeah. I was in a hotel, old hotel in New Orleans, and I checked
recently?
Out. Recently? This was about 15 years ago, so no. I was, I checked out, went and got some lunch. As you know, some of that food gets rather spicy and whatnot. Things started to happen. Emergency situation. I mean, this was bad. I was right next to the hotel. I went back and I said, "Hey, is there any way I can get back up into my room?" And they said no. And I said, "All right, well, is there a restroom here in the lobby?" And she said, "Yes."
Tom is already gone.
Nothing worse than a lobby bathroom.
Oh, Tommy.
And so she says, it's a little old, though. The door doesn't quite lock. You're going to have to hold it shut.
Welcome to New Orleans.
And I said, "All right." And so it's a one-seater. I sit down. You know, business is being transacted. I'm holding the doorknob. At one point, I just let go of the doorknob and...
Because you got tired. You're stretching across
well,
the bathroom.
Sure. Yeah.
There's other things to do also. Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, the door swings wide open, and this about 80-year-old man is standing there.
"You're in my seat."
And he goes, "Yeah."
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, God." And I go, "Ah." And he goes, "I'm so sorry." I go, "It's okay. Just close the door." And he opened the door so forcefully that it got stuck open, and he could not get it closed with his feeble 80-year-old arms.
"Can I get your car, sir?"
And I'm sitting there going, "Please just close the door." And he goes, I can't. I go, "Pull harder." He goes, "I can't." And then finally, he just stopped, and he started backing away. And he goes, I'm sorry. And I said, "No." And he goes, I can't. And he just...
So you're now the new display in the lobby.
Exactly. Yes. And I am looking at the open, busy lobby. Oh. So finally, I just kind of had to get up like this and yank the door closed. And
oh,
man,
my.
Man, it was...
Tell me you had a long shirt on.
No, just tell me you had a shirt on.
Yeah. We're in New Orleans.
Because I know, Chick, you stripped down.
Yeah. If that had been
you
me,
always
I like to be
down.
Unencumbered, way before Costanza. I take my shirt off.
Yeah, we have a hook in the bathroom at the station, just so you can lay your shirt
Is that
shirt
what that's
on.
There for? Did you put that there?
Yeah.
Well, isn't
courtesy,
that nice?
I had that done for you.
That almost makes up for me driving to Cincinnati on Thursday and standing in my hotel room. And
we have to explain that the opening day...
An hour after I called Tom and I go, "Are we going to do this?" He goes, yeah, it's fine. It can't be canceled. Go ahead. And then I come in Friday and I go, "Oh, this is my fault?" And I go, "Yeah, it was your fault."
Now, Major League Baseball canceled the game about noon Eastern. And then other things transpired. And you were already here, so we finally
No,
got
I didn't get here. I called you.
You should have. I called you at like 1:30.
I was busy.
I'll have you know my attorney called me and said they just canceled the Reds game. He lives here in Cincinnati. Don't ask. Due to federal regulations, I can't have an attorney in the same state I reside in. But my point is... So I knew, and I called you, and he goes, "Oh, no." Tom goes, no, there's no problem. Yeah.
I had just been informed that we were going to still do the broadcast. I didn't find out until
so
about 3
o'clock. So I zip right over here, and I'm standing in the... Well
I see you came early.
I got here at 2:30. I was going to have a comedy nap.
Yeah.
Josh was
and
not,
come early.
And you know, yes, because when I check into a hotel,
that's
I have
hilarious.
To, as Josh would say, have at myself immediately. Yes, I
mean, it's
can't
a nice,
not.
Nice, crisp new room.
New surroundings. Oh, yeah.
You've got to inaugurate
right.
it.
A clean remote. Yes. I got to do that. Yes.
did your my hotel room had two rooms? Did you inaugurate each one?
No, mine only had well, the one Thursday had two rooms. The one
that's probably
yesterday.
The one they gave me. I asked for two rooms.
The one yesterday had just the one room. It was very nice. Very nice.
Well, I'm sorry you had to drive twice.
That's okay. Thanks.
Oh, you actually made the trek back. I would have had Cookie set everything up and do the show from here.
Man,
Chick.
Oh man. Josh and I were talking. He said you should just stay there and call and go. Where are you guys?
Where we are is Jack, the beautiful casino in downtown Cincinnati. It's weird getting here about 3 a.m. and it's packed. 3 a.m. on a Friday morning. People having some fun.
Is there something wrong with your watch? It's 6.
No, when he got
I got here early. I've been here for a while.
You got here at 3?
Really?
Bob, you know this. Tom hasn't slept since 1988.
Now I would believe that Tom has a gambling problem.
Yeah.
I slept on the way over.
Oh, okay.
While driving.
The way my grandfather did. Is that the way?
Yeah,
that joke?
We're happy to be here. Coming up on the Bob and Tom Show today. Bob, of course, is here.
Yay.
Haywood Banks will be here.
Yay!
Someone who's probably at a table right now, Drew Hastings, is making a special guest appearance.
Say what?
They allowed him back into the casino?
Wow.
Let's say Drew is slated to appear. Yes. He'll be at the tables.
Drew is an avid gambler, and since he has his, he owns the purse strings of a small city as the mayor.
And he's a lame duck mayor.
Yeah, lame duck mayor.
He doesn't care.
This year's budget may be rolling on 24 black or whatever.
No, he's a 4-10 guy, craps.
Okay, all right. Donnie Baker will be calling in. He's been exiled to the state of Florida, I heard, so we look forward to hearing
from
Donnie.
Oh, that's too
bad. And there's a rumor that Marty Brenneman, the famous announcer, is going to stop.
Marty will be here, yes.
Okay, great. So that is all coming up, and we're glad to be here. Great crowd. Thanks for getting up early. Give yourselves a round of applause. A few minutes ago, Christy was having a technical issue, and I said, does anybody here have an iPhone charger? Kidding. Guy in the front row.
Thank you very much, sir.
You carry it with you. That's amazing. And and by the way, thanks for having my hair from 1984. I miss it a lot.
Tom making friends, everybody.
Yeah.
No, this is great. You carry an iPhone charger with you at all times? That's a smart idea. Okay.
Oh, drove from Louisville. Wow.
So you got to charge the phone here at the casino. Okay. Well, listen, we got to do a couple things here.
You were talking to him.
I know. But
but I'm getting this. How dare you bother him, sir?
When I ask you a question, not.
Not or just
if
don't
I
start.
If I ask you a question, do not answer.
Young Josh just got an idea of what it's like to do this every day.
Thank you very much.
Seriously, Bob, he's crazier, isn't he? Tom's much, much crazier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, no. Bob doesn't even tweet, and I know he's crazy.
Now, Bob, I did some homework because since the opening of the baseball season is here, I did some homework, and I found this list of famous dicks in baseball.
Well, the number one dick would be...
Today.
He's holding the list. The number one dick. It would have to be Dick Grote of the Mets, right?
Dick Grote is on the list.
Dick Grote.
What a terrible name.
Yeah, Dick Grote sounds like a disease that, Josh was diagnosed with. No, our Josh, not you, sir.
Wait a minute.
Say what?
That was all funny when it was a stranger.
Yeah. You didn't put that plastic stuff down on the toilet seat in New Orleans, did you?
No.
It bit you.
There are, according to the Major League Baseball records, there are like 159 dicks in the history of the game.
You're going to know every one of them before the day's over.
So there's also Dick Green, which also sounds
like a disease.
Very bad.
Now that I do have.
Those left over from St. Patty's Day.
Do you have the super gonorrhea, too?
Now
there's a sequel?
There's a super gonorrhea.
Yesterday we had a big story. A guy in the U.K. had super gonorrhea. They can't treat it. They don't know what they're going to do.
You hear that, chick? Super gonorrhea.
I believe I'll have the soup. Thank you very much.
Ta-da! Super sex! Super sex!
I'll have the soup. Okay.
Oh, we do them for ourselves sometimes.
Up next, dicks in baseball. This is the Bob and Tom Show. What that means.
I thought it was the rapture.
Is it?
Sounds like it.
Welcome back.
Be a good weekend for it.
I assume they're going to be music.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studios. Actually, we're in Jack Casino, Cincinnati.
It's all for Josh.
Happy to be here. He's Bob. I'm Tom. That's Josh.
Awkwardly.
There's Chick. There's Christy. Coming up, we will be joined by Haywood Banks, Drew Hastings, Augie Smith, Donnie Baker, and Marty Brenneman, the famous announcer. Now, we are here. A great crowd here at the casino. Pull them away from the tables momentarily just to hang out and have a great time. As the baseball season opened yesterday, the Reds actually rained out. They'll take on the Nationals today here in Cincinnati.
It has been raining here for
40 days and 40 nights.
It's amazing.
Now, it's interesting because the baseball season moved up about a week this year.
Yes.
And then Easter happens to be also this weekend, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do they determine when Easter is every
year? Don't ask this. It's very complicated.
Well, ask somebody else. They said, well, it's when Lent's over. Well, then how do they determine when Lent starts?
But, you know, Easter's
on... liturgical thing with the calendar, and they
April
back
Fools.
It up. And
they had to have the conversation. Easter's on April Fool's.
I know. That's awkward.
Wow. Wait till you see how many raw eggs you get.
Sorry.
Man, Dad, I've been searching for eggs all day.
Bob, I don't know if you heard this, Bob. This is an actual fact. Apparently, there is a tour from a great musician that happens to be creating all kinds of conflicts with the NFL schedule this coming season.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I know. Okay, yeah.
A great, great musician. Mm-hmm. And he's playing stadiums, by the way, with no band, just Ed and a guitar.
Just Ed.
Which is amazing. But I guess, how many games are affected by this, Chick?
I want to say like nine. Yeah, wow. nine different teams, nine different stadiums had to move things.
They have to move
games. It's a stadium tour.
But yeah. Ed, for a foreigner?
Yes. Yes, exactly, Bob. I had the same concern.
A foreigner.
He's an Englishman.
Isn't it enough that he comes and takes our American money?
And now he's messing up my schedule?
He's messing up my National Football League season. I won't stand for it much longer.
Really?
Yeah.
But you'd think that somewhere someone would have prioritized the NFL using those stadiums. I would think.
Yeah, you'd think they have a hold on that day.
Yeah, yeah. Much the same way you think that God would go Easter, April 1. No. Back her up a week. Or something. I don't know. Anyway, because of all these things, the baseball schedule's different this year, which is why it rained yesterday, by the way. But the most interesting thing about Lent this year, there was a statistic, and I forget the name of the company. It was a company out of Boston that deals with computer viruses. Did anybody see this story? And the story was that during Lent, the number of computer viruses they have to deal with goes down substantially in heavily Catholic towns because their guess is that...
What, they give up hacking for Lent?
No, they give up
porno.
Porn for Lent.
Oh, porn. Who gives up porn for Lent?
Well, apparently... See?
Well, apparently...
Bob, not of the Catholic faith.
But even if I was, I wouldn't give up porn.
I mean... I'll use Lent and porn in a sentence.
You wouldn't give up you for Lent, would you?
No.
Okay. I lent my buddy some porn for Easter.
So by the way, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but last evening I was having a great dinner at a place called the Capitol Grill.
Oh, yes.
Is the best food on earth, apparently. It was unbelievable. But one of the gentlemen we were with...
Very Catholic.
Very Catholic. They came by and he ordered a alcoholic beverage. And then he looked at me completely seriously, because I had ordered a soda.
Yes, of course.
And he looked at me and he goes, I gave up all soda pop for Lent. Ah. So let me get this straight.
Well, that was a hard stretch.
You ordered your bourbon without the soda.
Yeah, I'll take it.
As a sacrifice for God, I'm drinking my bourbon straight. Good religion.
That's a good Catholic solid religion. I like that.
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, Christy, of course, everyone knows you gave up for Lent what?
Alcohol.
How's that going?
Not very well. Guess what I had for dinner last night?
Alcohol.
Yes.
An alcohol sandwich.
All right, so now what happens after you break the rules?
Then I have to go to confession.
And then what? Say, hey, doctor. Oh, well, it's not a doctor.
It's not a doctor.
No, you're right.
Again, I can see I'm not of the Catholic.
I normally go to a priest.
Priest,
if
okay.
If my doctor's taking my confessions, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it is.
Although if your priest sends you to the doctor after hearing your confession, it might be super gonorrhea.
I do not have super gonorrhea.
I'll gonorrhea have the soup. Oh,
so anyway, anybody here give up anything interesting for Lent? Just raise your hand and we'll make
And just raise your hand. Don't speak to Tom.
There
just
we go.
Look away.
Yes, what did you contact? Give up for Lent? Is it something you can say out loud? No, there appears to be an argument going on.
Oh, boy.
Probably shouldn't have asked.
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you openly tell people, or is that something between you and your doctor?
No, I mean, you can tell people, yeah. And I did pretty well. I mean, I only...
So you failed. What are you talking about?
Yeah, pretty well is failing in that case.
Is it?
I think so.
What do you mean, is it? You're supposed to give it up till Easter and you dove in?
No, here's what's happening.
Well, yesterday was Holy Thursday.
Those two have sat next to each other. When you left, it went crazy.
Did it?
These two are, she is wants to be Tomette.
No, I don't.
No, it's,
No.
You know, I've talked with Christy. No, she doesn't.
Thank you. Just because you've moved down there, like you don't own us anymore.
No, this is pretty much the setup in the home studio. This is where I sit.
Now, Josh, if you had to give up something for Lent, what would it be?
Because it's supposed to be something challenging, right?
Yes.
Something meaningful to you.
Something you like, not like watching Cops or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean the show or just
no, watching cops?
Just watching police officers?
Sit down. Sitting in your car watching the cops.
Doing hey, pretty good, fellas.
Want one of these donuts?
Good job, officer. Yeah, make a donut can, comment.
Yeah, that's good.
You of course, I would be offering the donuts to the cops.
Of course.
Because you have extra.
Right. The cops wouldn't have the donuts. And you think I would share my donuts?
Sorry. So what would you give up for Lent? Is there something... We will not mock it.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
No. Unless it's really funny.
But probably some sort of... porn would be too tough.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to sleep at night.
Porn, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, are you allowed, like, Christy, would it be okay, like, to switch hands for Lent?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to do the stranger for Lent.
The stranger. I call it.
So I can't.
Well, it's obvious Tom gave up condoms for Lent long ago.
Long ago.
Yes, I give up self-denial for Lent every year. Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, you're kind of supposed to abstain from that, too, I think.
What's that?
That's in there, too.
Sex?
Oh,
you have to give up sex?
We don't have to give it up, but I think
don't have to be very good at it.
So I know it. That could be easily researched. Are there a significantly lower number of births 9 months after Lent?
That's a good question.
I bet the answer is no, because I bet most people don't do that.
Oh, okay.
That would be a statistic that we don't have at our fingertips.
No, we don't.
So that's the end of our discussion.
So Good Friday.
Thanks.
Happy Good Friday to all of you.
All right.
Did anybody successfully give us something for Lent that might be light, funny, and not awful? Okay, good. We'll move on.
A lot of Catholics here today. Thank you.
Everyone
for coming.
Is terrified of you saying anything at all.
Which is the way I like it.
Oh, I know. I know.
That's
I
how I like
know.
Everything in life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're happy to be here once again. We are at Jack Cincinnati Casino, and we've got a great crowd here. Give yourselves a round of applause, all wearing red, of course.
Yeah.
And I hope this sounds good on the radio, but it sounds great in here. So thanks so much for coming. And we'll be getting some news out of everybody. But I did promise I have the list of famous dicks in baseball.
Uh-huh.
And now, Chick, you guessed a couple of them already, right?
Dick Groat, Dick Allen?
Is it Dick Groat or Dick Grody? I always thought it was Grody.
Is it Grody?
We used to joke that it was Grody, because that's Dick Grody.
Yeah. That's Grody.
Oh, he's Grody.
Yeah, it's funnier than
Dick Grody to the max.
They both sound like a disease, but Dick Grody sounds much more serious.
Well, in my new book, Obscure Ball Players of the 70s, he says that it's pronounced Groat like scrote.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
oh, that even better. That removes it from the...
I brought it back to...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Dick Donovan, the pitcher. I remember Dick Donovan.
Nope, I don't.
Never heard of him.
Dick Raddatz. Dick Raddatz.
This will be
so
everybody.
We're going through all of the dicks.
This will be everybody who's played with.
Are there any famous dicks that we might recognize?
Can you imagine if Chick had brought this list out?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It would be just the cricket sound effect.
Does anybody here know a famous dick?
Don't anybody answer him.
How about the first dick?
Richie Allen was early. He was Richie, but then he was Dick Allen late. So that's got to be.
Well, who's the first dick?
The first dick in 18...
Ty Cobb.
There's a pre Ty Cobb dick. Cobb was just a racist bastard. Dick Pierce, a shortstop for the New York Mutuals.
New York Mutuals? Is that an insurance company?
So you went through every... baseball team in America, about the major leagues.
Was Dick Pierce's nickname Prince Albert?
Pujols.
Let me ask you a question. When did you get this great idea to come up with all the dicks in baseball?
Because I just thought it was great. I got the idea from the great Tim Wilson song, George.
Yes.
All the famous people named George.
Yes, but that was over in 2 minutes.
Now, so there's a guy on Reddit did a lot of research here. Now, Christy, since they won't believe me if I read his Reddit name, I've circled it for you. What is this guy's name?
Son of a Butch.
Son of a Butch.
Mm-hmm. That was his name?
On Reddit.
Oh.
It's like a username.
I'm guessing.
Did he know any dicks?
Apparently
he
not.
He is one, apparently.
No, I'm guessing, apparently.
And I hope Son of a Butch isn't referring to his mother.
That's what I'm guessing.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom, she's lesbian.
I think that may be the case. Although it's a fascinating list, apparently no one else likes it. How about these?
No, no, no. Go on.
Here are these.
See, it's crossed the line of awful to I want to see how this ends now.
How about this? These are famous dicks in baseball, some less famous, from 1928. Dick Hyde.
Now, they're not. Okay, you
doesn't Dick Hyde.
They're not famous.
Was could he, you go to like he, 1970 maybe?
Was his nickname the Zipper? I'm just curious.
Dick the Zipper Hyde. Dick Lowe.
Not very well.
He came in the league after Jackie Robinson.
Jeez.
So tenuous
at best.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I see people explaining the joke to the people next to them.
No, they're not. They're going, can you believe you just said that?
Going, we got up early for this.
Yeah.
Hey, the roulette table's in 10 minutes. Come on.
Exactly.
Then this next fellow was incarcerated. Dick Young.
Okay, I have not recognized one
not
name
a one.
Since you started.
Because he's still in the 20s. He needs to move
Dick
up a
Young,
little bit.
Hey, Dick Young played from 1928.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
For how long?
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He never made it
to the summer of 1928.
He never got called up. Yeah. He was allergic. What is it? He's allergic to horse hide. He broke out every time he went to bat.
Sadly, Dick Young was quite literally in the minors.
Sadly, he never made it to the major.
You're right.
Yeah, and then
right.
there's of course, Dick Hunt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's one of help me God, and Bob's going to help beat you up. If you did this whole thing just for Dick Hunt, I'm coming down there.
Christy, isn't that one of your favorite games?
Yeah. I seem to be losing.
Yeah. He needs a better gun.
You need more game pieces.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And then, Josh, I kid you not.
Is that a dice game?
The second one is Dick Bates. I'm sorry. These are all famous dicks in baseball.
In old baseball.
Old baseball.
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of people don't call themselves Dick anymore.
I got more.
There's
not
a lot
on purpose.
Riches and Rickies
yes.
now.
Yeah.
Left fielder, Dick Sizzler.
It might
We're
be Sizzler.
We're going to Dick Sizzler.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I think it might be Dick Sizzler.
Sizzler.
Yes.
I'm going Sizzler.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Sorry.
I'm going with Sizzler.
Yeah.
God. And then, of course, Dick Groat is on the list. Let's see. The last Dick is...
No, it can't be the last.
At the end of the table.
Dickie Gonzalez. Still out there.
Dickie Gonzalez. He's still playing.
No. The best Dick, Dick Allen.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's great.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. He's a jerk.
This says the biggest Dick... Dick Raddatz, known as the Monster, 6'6", weighed more than 230.
Yeah, 6'6" is a big...
That's a big one.
That's why, that's why they call him the Monster.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big dick, all right.
Yeah.
I've never seen him at the meetings.
No.
Yeah, that's too big.
There is such a thing as too big.
No.
6'6" would be too big.
Now, this next list is redundant dicks.
Tom, could we talk about anything else?
No, this is my life. Christy, read the one I've got my thumb on.
Dick Cox.
COX.
Uh-huh.
There's a dick pole.
Is that pull or pole?
Okay, after this assembly, you guys got study hall next? And then I got biology last period, so.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Dick Woodson. By the way,
the wood man.
There has never been.
Of course, he's.
There has never been a Major League Baseball player named Dick Johnson.
There hasn't.
No. Fascinating. Oh,
well, isn't that something?
Here's the best part. Now we're using nicknames that aren't even on the list.
Right. Exactly. What about Dick Cramp? No Dick Cramp?
No Dick Cramp?
Dick Kramer?
Dick Kramer.
Oh, it's pronounced Kramer.
Dick Kramer? Okay. Dick Kramers?
I thought you'd enjoy that. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, I'd say you were. Oh, my goodness.
Coming up. I also found this.
Oh,
no, don't tell me. Another list?
Oh.
Did you?
list of Peters?
Could you quit looking for stuff?
I want to hear everything you've got.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to show this to Christy for the first time.
Oh, boy.
I am actually starting to cry.
Are we.
This is from the Tampa Bay Times. I want you to read this. What is the headline? It's right there in the middle of the page.
The headline is, "This new Tampa restaurant only serves food starting with C."
Carrots?
Exactly.
Cauliflower?
Mm-hmm.
Hair?
Do they serve Hunt's ketchup?
The sea hair. We'll find out about that.
Oh, yeah, because that's catsup, not ketchup. Right?
There is a K. That's right, a K.
Very good. So we have that and more.
I have a ketchup story in sports.
You do?
That Tom has nothing to do with.
Yay. No,
really? Great Dixon ketchup?
You know, that's had to have happened.
Oh, my God.
Get your dick in the kitchen.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's some fraternity somewhere.
Hey, look, it's bleeding.
Hey, I just got this text from Drew Hastings. Tell Tom if he keeps insisting on hammering that dick bit, you know what people are going to give up for Lent? Radio.
Too late. So he was able to text from the
casino. Yes.
They let you text while you're gambling?
Evidently.
I'm sorry, Chick, what is this story?
The Chicago White Sox are selling anti-ketchup shirts this season. The black Under Armour shirt features a Chicago-style hot dog design along with the words, "No ketchup in Chicago."
What?
They don't like ketchup on their hot dogs in Chicago, evidently.
Wrong.
Get a load of it.
You gotta have ketchup on your hot dog.
The shirt is $39.99 at a Sports Depot at the stadium.
Wow.
No ketchup.
So is it because there's a ketchup lobby that's going on here?
No, it's the mustard lobby, apparently.
Do tomatoes cry when you kill them? What's the...
The Pirates don't play at Heinz Field, do they?
They play at the Pirate Park.
Oh, Pirate Park. I thought it was Heinz Field.
Is it
Heinz
PNC? Field? Is that the old one? I forget.
There's a big thing about it. Let's do a poll. How many people put ketchup on a hot dog? By applause.
No. This is radio.
Okay.
How many people, the way Jesus did, put mustard on a hot dog? Yeah. Hey. Yes, sir.
Wow, it's a shame that many people are wrong.
Yep, I agree.
Well.
No mustard, right, Christy?
No way.
You know Mr. and Mrs. Griswold, of course. No way, honey. That's right. Let's have our ketchup.
No ketchup in Chicago's, but murder's okay. Okay, good.
Wow. You know what? I'm consciously going to say less so you can say more today. I'm in amazement.
What is the sports teaser?
Don't call him Mike. Giancarlo Stanton, 2 home runs yesterday for the Yankees. Yeah. Quite the debut.
First pitch, first at bat, right?
Yes.
That was
somebody else. That was
Cubs. Hoff or...
We'll have somebody in the crowd telling me what happened in sports.
You betcha. We have to take a break.
Coming up next, got to take a break.
Strangers on the Radio up
That's
next.
Right. Yeah!
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Where are we? We're at Jack Casino, Cincinnati, and we are in our Napa Auto Parts mobile studio with a great crowd. Give yourselves a nice hand there. I just got a text. Donnie Baker apparently is going to be calling us momentarily. But right now, let's introduce who's here on the dais in the casino. Ladies first, it's Christy Lee and her Cincinnati Reds red.
Hi, everybody.
Equally in red, it's Bob, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let's see, then we go down the line.
We get into checks and blacks.
On Lumberjack Day, there's Josh with his Lumberjack shirt. That's very
Flannel Friday.
Josh will be headlining at the famous Funny Bone in St. Louis tonight, if the freeway stays open. And we have Chick McGee.
Come on, everybody, come on. Chick sucks.
I heard that.
Who said that?
Thank you for trimming your beard for us today.
Yeah, I did it. Well, I did it yesterday, and no one noticed.
I apologize.
I noticed. I didn't care for it.
Well, then it was better to have said nothing. Thank you.
I just saw him going poof, poof, after he kissed you. Apparently, there were some loose ones in there.
Yes. Aww. Yes, that's right.
Yes,
because two men kissing would be hilarious.
You know, your morning after your morning vesper, you guys have a little.
That's right. We're lovers. That's right.
Do you take
and happy Good Friday?
And what about it?
Do you take off?
Sure, Jesus doesn't like it, but what about it?
Do you take your glasses off for the morning kiss?
No, I like to see stuff. Yeah. I like to look at his fluttering eyelashes.
We kiss, we just stare right into each other's eyes as we kiss.
Josh, are you a? Do you remove your glasses in the boudoir?
Yes, and sometimes I put them back on if there's something I want to see.
Do you go, hang on, wait a minute, I gotta see
I gotta
this?
Find my glasses.
I have done that, I'm not gonna lie.
Hold on.
Wow, you're having trouble finding it, or what's going on?
You
that
see,
is
my
minute?
Penis is so small.
Yeah.
You see,
that I would need...
Do you ever try to, like, kill crabs by holding it up to the sun and focusing?
Yes, because it's 1974, Tom, and I have crabs.
Well, sorry to get that out. We have a lot to get to today.
Yes, we do.
Here in the... It's Jack Cincinnati Casino. The casino is open, and we got a great crowd here. We're keeping them away from the tables only briefly. And coming
slot
up...
Slot machine's calling my name right out there.
Really? Well, maybe. We can take a little break. And
sounds
go
like
and,
this. Hey, loser!
Hey!
Hey, slot!
I'm not a loser.
There could be a man out there right now.
A man!
Then you could be... He could rub your head for good luck.
Oh, nice.
Or he could... Never mind.
Yeah,
what
like I'm a gnome.
No, I think we have a phone call.
We have a phone call.
Okay, can you get it?
Bob and Tom Show.
Speak of the devil, Christy. I'm rubbing my head as we speak.
Honey.
Yeah,
boy.
Son of a...
Man, there ain't no daylock opening day. I'm excited. Are you guys?
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
There just ain't nothing to compare it to. I mean, sure, it's sexy. It got rained out at first, you know, but so was the calendar competition at Xanadu's back in Circus 1994.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they invited three new strippers, Bob. They didn't do background checks on them. Uh-huh. So who knew they were going to be squirters? You know,
yeah, definite rain delay there.
And nothing worse than mildew on Pervert Row. Yeah, they had to cancel half the gift cards.
Oh.
Also, man, the fact remains, Cincinnati Reds and opening day are so damn close you can't explain it. They go together like a Hall of Notes, Lewis and Clark,
sure.
Bruce and Caitlin, all of them. Swear to God.
Yeah.
Basically, why they invented tenders. Do you think rainouts are bad? I remember one year going to opening day in Cincinnati and it snowed. You guys remember that one?
Wow.
I don't.
Man.
Yeah, even the umpires were wearing Uggs. Swear to God. The snow was so deep, when Pete Rose went head first, he popped up and everybody thought it was Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
I'll say it like this. The snow was so wet, it melted faster than Honey Boo Boo's mom on hydroxycut. It was bad. But the fact remains, if it rains, sleets, or snows, the good news is that Marge Schaaf's last garage sale, she sold over 300 leftover Chris Sabo goggles.
Wow.
That's very nice.
Yeah, so these Reds should be able to run away with this thing like a bunch of horse jockeys riding a stable full of mutters. I ain't worried about it. Anyways, man, I'm just pissed off the Reds don't have open tryouts again. As I said, like ESL 10 years ago, I couldn't even spell 40 weight, but I still got hired on at Jiffy Lubes.
Uh-huh.
So who's to say I couldn't finish games for them because I was a closer there for 6 months straight? Swear to God.
Oh, at Jiffy Lube.
I would say
yep,
you couldn't
and
close.
Who cares if I don't throw the curveball as good hard? The fact remains, the Reds got a bunch of new players this year. And half them Puerto Ricans from Mexico probably got full rides again because they're guaranteed side jobs on the grounds crew. I swear to God.
My God.
You know, like the Bible says, I can make a mound of molehill too. I'll say it right to their face.
Well, yeah.
It's all politics, man. Hell, we all can't be named Jeters. I don't know why my mom Phyllis picked Donnie. So what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and piss in vinegar and stew in it? No, I'm going to be the better man because I'm going to be the one heading to the Hall of Fame in Hagerstown. Except instead of a bat, my boat will be leading the parade. And if you thought Kurt Schellensock was bloody, you don't stand a chance watching swearing Angel Skinner spanks. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
That's what the game's all about. Some of you call it opening day. I call it Shark Week.
Oh, Donnie. God. God.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Well, thanks, Donnie.
That happened.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to talk to Donnie. Sounds great. Coming up, did I mention Drew Hastings will be here. Marty Brenneman will be here, the famous announcer. And Augie Smith, comedian, and Haywood Banks will be joining us shortly, which I'm certainly looking forward to. Christy, the teaser.
If your town has a goofy sex name, you're going to get free Pornhub Premium.
What?
Oh.
Yep. You might think about moving, Bobby.
Really?
A goofy sex name for a town like, what, Climax, Michigan?
Yeah, right. That would work.
Horny
Town, North Carolina.
Big Bone Lick.
Well, don't give all of them away.
Oh, those are on your...
I don't know if they're on here.
I'm guessing number one would be Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Probably.
That's almost too clean.
Isn't there a Suck Falls? Isn't there?
No, there is not.
Are you sure?
Are there any towns after famous baseball players named Dick? I have a huge list.
You mean Dick Falls?
I think we need to get back to the Dick list as soon as possible.
I think that's a bad idea.
More Dick next. This is the Bob and Tom Show. At the sound of the drums, we will be back live on the radio. There they go. That feels perfect. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studios, Jack, Cincinnati Casino.
Yeah!
It's great to be here. The homeless guy that just walked through here is actually Haywood Banks. He'll be joining us shortly.
Yeah, what's the deal? Is he trying to prove something to his parents? Get a haircut.
Yeah, they're
good
both,
God.
Yeah, they're both dead. I don't know what he's trying to prove.
Oh, nice.
Funny stuff.
Yeah, nothing like dead parents.
Everybody on stage with a live parent, raise your hand.
Oh, stop it.
Well, there's two of us. Not me, but...
Josh and I do.
Yeah, both my folks are still alive.
Really? Are they proud? Are they proud?
I wouldn't go that far, Bob, but...
Either of them named Dick.
No.
Oh, okay.
That do they live near Suck Falls?
Now, the reason
there
we're mentioning this...
Suck Falls.
Christy said something about porno and you're the...
Yeah,
you're
residents in towns with sex-sounding names will be getting Pornhub Premium for free. Towns like Boners Lake, Wisconsin.
Yeah!
Who named that?
It's nice this time of year.
Yeah, a lot of mistakes made there.
Horny Town, North Carolina...
And
Big Beaver, Pennsylvania now have free access to the site's premium pornographic content.
Yeah.
Big Beaver.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would have gone with Little Beaver if you're...
Bobbitt was named in the 70s.
Oh.
In announcing its Premium Places initiative, Pornhub said it will make up for the years of mockery those areas have had to endure.
Oh, this will help.
This will really help. Yeah.
Residents can go to Pornhub to claim their free premium account. Users in towns that were not included can share the name on social media using the hashtag premium places to get on the list. Other locations include,
yes,
keeping with the theme, Fort Dick, California.
Fort Dix?
Mm-hmm. No, Fort Dick.
Right. Well, it just says
Fort
Dick.
Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Fort Dix is in New Jersey. There's a Fork Dick, California.
Fort Dick.
Oh, Fort, not Fork.
Not a Fork.
No. A fork dick would
fork
be
dick.
Fork,
fork dick. Josh, you have that movie on DVD.
No,
right?
That's
a fork dick. That's the ideal three-way.
That's Dick Siamese.
Oh, Dick Siamese.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, remember him?
No, yeah. No. Yeah. Dick Siamese starred as Fork Dick.
That's right.
No,
that's
Dick Four.
Any other places, Krista?
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't a Native American.
We have Hooker, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Climax, Michigan.
Of course.
French Lick, Indiana.
Yay.
Yay.
And there is a Big Bone Lick, right?
Big Bone, Kentucky.
Just Big Bone?
It just says Big Bone here.
No lick?
I think it's Big Bone Lick.
Mm-hmm.
Cumming, Georgia.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Three-Way, Virginia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did they get that name?
Who the hell named that?
Okay.
The mayor and two of his secretaries.
I'm going to name this after you,
and then
lady.
There's Cincinnati's three-way with cheese.
Yeah.
Which
is, five-way with cheese if you want.
Oh, the secretary and an unfortunate illness.
And then there are the international locations.
Okay. Let's see.
Blowhard, Australia.
Right.
There's a Climax, Canada.
Okay. You know what? There may be a Suck Falls chick.
I'm telling you.
There's a...
Where?
There's a Cumbum, India.
Cumbum, India.
How do you spell that?
Yes, Cumbum.
C-U-M-B-U-M.
That's Cumbum.
That's Cumbum.
That's every bit Cumbum.
Oh, it's Cumbum.
Cumbum?
Kumbum. No, it's Gumbum.
Yeah.
And then there's a place.
Now, you have that video too, right?
There's a place in Austria that I can't say without losing my job.
Let me see what it is.
It's
Effing Austria.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's the one that gets the sign stolen all the time.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so. And what do they get? Free porn? What's the deal?
Pornhub Premium for free.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating. I can't help but notice. Oh, is that Haywood? Yeah, oh, there he is over there.
He is.
Haywood Banks has just joined us on the dais. Haywood, it's good to see you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Haywood.
We'll get. Some...
You have not changed one bit.
Oh, Bob, you are just gorgeous.
Thank you.
How the heck are you?
I'm great.
Boy, oh, yeah, he's here, too, isn't he? Yeah.
Who, Chick?
No, Tom.
Oh.
Well, as much as I was enjoying the silence,
Tom,
we'll move forward here.
Tom, when are you going to quit growing that skin on top of your head?
Oh, okay. Wow.
If I had hair, I would do that.
Score! Yeah.
You know what? If you do that, you would look just like Haywood if you had hair.
Yeah.
Well, he did look like me at one time.
Yes, I did. We'll get some music out of Haywood momentarily, but right now we're going to continue with the news desk.
Well, what about sports?
What about sports?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have sports?
No, not at all.
I thought we completed.
We had a big day of baseball yesterday.
He didn't do one sports story.
I thought we had Famous Dicks in sports.
Oh. That was you, Dick.
That's right.
That's right.
Miami Marlins ace Jose Urena threw the first pitch of the 2018 Major League season. Ian Happ promptly crushed it over the fence. Cubs hit two more homers. 8-4 win over Marlins. Cubs win, Josh.
Yeah. Josh is a Cardinals fan.
I know. Ty Blech outpitched Clayton Kershaw. His name is Ty, T-Y.
B-L-A-C-H.
Blech.
Blech.
Mm-hmm. Giants won. The Alversaggers 1-0 win over the Dodgers. White Sox double up the Royals 14-7. Giancarlo Stanton, big debut with the Yankees, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, 3 runs scored, 6-1 win at Toronto, but with the conversion rate, it was only 3-1. The Reds have placed this pitcher, Julio Iglesias, is that his name?
Yeah,
I've heard of him.
For all the girls I've loved before, especially in the back door.
Is it someone who knows? Don't mess with me. It's Raisel? Huh? Raisel? Raisel Iglesias on a 3-day paternity list. He's pregnant.
Oh, that's exciting.
It truly is. Yes. 2018.
I can use
whatever bathroom I want.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Leaving the Reds today without the closer to start the season against the Nationals. But the way I see it, they're not going to need.
Not going to need close.
No, it's going to be 7-0.
It's going to be a complete game.
And the
coffee is for closer.
Coffee.
They're so jittery at the end of the game.
Anyone get that remark?
No. There we go. One person saw the play. Okay, good.
You know what? To speed things along.
Yes.
And that's sports.
And any NFL? Yeah. Any exciting NFL news?
No. Oh, hang on. Let's see. Remember the sculpture they made of Cristiano Ronaldo that was hideous?
Yes.
Remember that? Looked like his face was melting.
Yep. Yes.
Well, they gave him the sculptor has insisted he's made a better one. 41-year-old Emmanuel Santos was mocked. When the original bust, is this some kind of bust, was unveiled on the island of Madeira last year.
Let me get this straight. We're doing a story out of Madeira, God knows what country, about a soccer player nobody's heard of.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody's heard
of him?
He could be the most famous athlete in the world.
With the exception of your house.
Sorry, I just don't care.
Go ahead. Well, there are a lot of people who do care.
No, you're up, Dick. Go.
Jeez.
So what happened to this guy?
You did the original.
Yeah. A lot of people care.
There we go. Oh, I'm sorry. We got one guy that follows soccer. Okay, sorry.
Okay, I'm out. That's it. All right. Here's Haywood. I fold.
We have to take a break.
So what happened to the guy?
No, forget it now.
They're going to make a new bust. It's going to be a giant penis.
New statue.
Penis head. Their penis head.
Okay. I'm sorry. We have a lot to get to. So Haywood, is Haywood all tuned up and everything?
Pardon me?
No.
No.
You talking to me?
What? Yeah. Are you all tuned up over there?
I hope so.
Can you give us a strum on that guitar? See if it works.
There it is.
Oh, that sounds good.
La.
Yeah. You got some? You have something short?
Oh no! Oh, probably not.
No.
Okay, good.
your patience.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, sure. I'll do this while you think.
Okay.
Okay. This is the Bob and Tom Show. That's it. We're back.
Here we are.
Hey, everybody. Once again, coming to you from the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studios. It's the Bob and Tom Show from the big casino. It's Jack Casino, Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. It's great to be here. We have a giant dais. We
are
sitting on, yes, Chick McGee.
What's breaking out over here in the crowd? I don't know. A little loving going on.
Oh.
Got her head in his lap.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's it. Everybody be cool.
Okay. Leave them in peace.
You're going to need some black coffee after that. Okay. Get that taste out of your mouth.
All right. Just,
and a washcloth.
Well, but that goes without saying.
Yeah,
sure.
Wow.
This is going to get like a Gallagher show. You'll need Visqueen in the front row. The point is, we are at the casino. Look at this crowd. Say hello to everybody.
Hello!
Hey.
Hello there!
It's opening day!
Hello there!
Opening day in Cincinnati, and we have a couple of guests up here. But first off, let's go in non-alphabetical order. We'll start on my left. That's Chick McGee. That's Josh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's Haywood Banks. That's right. Bob.
Yeah.
That's Christy. I'm Tom. Thanks for joining us. And I think I saw Drew Hastings.
Yes, he's here.
He's here. Yeah.
We'll be getting a reading from Drew's forthcoming as yet untitled book. We'll be talking to Drew about that. But right now, Haywood has his guitar. We are also on Facebook Live as we speak. So you can say hello to everybody. And Stewie, you getting some sound out of that? I mean, hey, what, are you getting some sound out of that?
What? What?
Oh, I hear you. Got one job.
I know that you're on tour. You'll be in Indianapolis next week at the famous Morty's.
Yeah, and I'm playing Elkhart at the five-star dive bar.
Do you have any idea what date?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
It's in April.
Oh,
and then,
my gosh.
Okay, so what you're saying is Google
in the
it.
End of April, I'm at ARC in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Playing or just watching a show?
All of April?
I'm treading water.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a song, apparently. I heard a little intro music. What have you got over there?
He's worse. I know.
This reminds me of elementary school, where I just show up and hope to not get called on.
That's exactly what it's... I'm looking busy. Don't ask me anything. Leave me alone.
That's every day. Every day.
That was the worst feeling ever.
Would you like to share something with us, Mr. Griswold?
Mm. Are you going to talk through it? Okay, here we go.
No, it's...
This motel mirror, big and brightly lit. I was jumping in a shower on a business trip when I caught my reflection, gave a startled hoot. Yeah, what the hell happened to my birthday suit? My mirror at home, about the size of a dinner plate. Just enough information, I can shave my face. So when I caught the big picture, saw the naked truth. Yeah, what the hell happened to my birthday suit? My birthday suit was once a point of pride. Never thought a bit about taking a skinny dip in the bright sunshine. My birthday suit took an awful slide from tone to homely. It's just as if I must have missed a ticket to tell me dry clean only. I'd expected my reflection to match my recollection of permanent press protection. Perfection, sorry.
That too.
What I saw was a flabalanche. So went to the gym, where a tune-up was my intention. When the trainer took a look, I think he mentioned intervention. Well, his exact words, if you want to know the truth, were, "Ooh, what'd you do to your birthday suit? My birthday suit was once a point of pride. Never thought a bit about taking a skinny dip in the bright sunshine. My birthday suit took an awful slide from tone to homely. It's just as if I must have missed a ticket to tell me. Dry clean only. He said, you look like a pile of cheese curds. Rolled in cat hair. So when I clean up at a hotel, I get the shower all steamy. Cause I'm a little squeamish about me having to see me. I've been swimming a sweater to keep my hiding. And if that don't work, I'm gonna look into vinyl siding. My birthday suit was once a point of pride. Never thought of it about taking a skinny dip in the bright sunshine. My birthday suit took a serious slide from cone to homeland. It's just as if I must have missed a ticket to tell me. Dry clean only, and don't get me started on that magnifying mirror. Oh my God, that's like turning over a log. I had to go lay down.
Yeah. Haywood Banks. Mirrors Lie.
That's a mighty fine picking, Haywood.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Very nice.
Now, Haywood, we'll get some more songs out of you coming up. We also have Drew Hastings will be joining us shortly. I understand we'll be joined by comedian Augie Smith. We certainly look forward to that. And I think we should maybe do kind of a sing-along here in a few minutes with Haywood.
Oh, cool.
What are we going to sing?
Well, one of the classics. I think everybody will know the words.
Does Haywood?
Are you going to let me know what it is?
Let him brush up a little bit.
That's a legit question.
God, every
that's
a good
time.
Point. He's just like, oh, we're going to pick a song you haven't done in 35 years.
No.
The only two songs I remember that you ever do, and that's the last one you play. Okay, good.
Now, back at the studios, we actually have a book that has Haywood lyrics in it.
A lot of help that does today.
Yeah, really. I guess I'll have to take a back trip back to that.
He's our only guest.
That may be the hint.
We have to have everything prepared for. I thought we might, in a few minutes, do 18 Wheels on a Big Rig. You know that one.
Fine.
No, that's a challenge because it does have Roman numerals forwards and backwards, so I want everybody to start thinking about Roman numerals. But right now, Christy had a couple quick stories she wanted to cram in here.
Sure she did.
That's nice.
Cram them.
Sorry to intrude.
See, no one wants to get called on. You're right, Haywood. It's just like being in school.
This Florida restaurant only serves seafood, but it's not what you think. Everything on the menu starts with the letter C.
All right. Hmm.
Dana Hayter said many of her favorite foods start with a C, and despite skepticism, she opened the Sea House in Tampa on March 24th. Wow. Hayter says her restaurant focuses on the big three, champagne.
Oh,
charcuterie and cheesecake.
What's charcuterie?
It's charcuterie?
Like a cheese tray with meat,
crackers,
and crackers and pickles and that kind of thing.
It's like coup d'etat, but it's catered. Same thing.
They don't have clitorios?
Well, they haven't gotten to all the items yet.
Oh, all right.
The other items include crab cakes.
You've never seen them?
They're sandwiched between you wafers.
It's more of a donut hole, isn't it? It's not really a cookie. It's a little nub.
So this place is called the C Word?
It's called the Sea House.
Not the C Word.
Jesus. Pay attention. Get off your phone.
Do they stay... I have business I'm conducting.
Yeah, it's called a show.
It's the Sea House.
Yes, the Sea House. They have items like crab cakes, Canadian fries.
Do they have rabbit? That would be sea hair.
No.
No. Chili, cheeseburgers, and caprese sandwiches. The drink menu is also limited to beverages that start with C.
That's mozzarella and tomato, you Philistine.
Yeah, with basil. Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Well, snooty.
They also they have Chardonnay, cocktails, and craft beer.
So
cupcakes,
cocktails.
Cinnamon rolls,
I'll have a Manhattan.
That's a cocktail.
It's a sea place. Anything we cook, it counts.
Quit carding.
I have a prediction. There's also a C in the word closing.
You never know.
Are they going to vary the letter? See, if every month they did a new letter, That would be interesting. There'd be a couple
true.
That might have to pass over.
Hey, oh, speaking of C words.
It's called the Seahouse because it's just average.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Did all you right. see where Starbucks and other coffee sellers doing business in California are going to have to add cancer warning labels? A judge in L.A. ruled that coffee sellers had failed to show that the threat from the chemical compound that's produced in the roasting process was insignificant. So they're going to have to put on a label unless somebody else changes this before it gets
dear
to them.
Dear California, your elected officials are...
idiots.
Morons! Yeah. Good Lord.
Right.
So it's got to be on the cup?
Yeah, it's going to have to be on the cup, apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll make it... they're just ruining everything.
Yes. California, what?
A lot of rules.
Way too many rules.
Man, and Nitley.
So Starbucks left up a big warning in the...
Mm-hmm. Could cause cancer, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are all C words.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm keeping with the theme there.
California. Could cause cancer. Uh-huh. All
yes.
C words.
I'll have a clitoria with a side of cancer, please. Yeah. You know what? Hold that cancer. I'm not going to have it.
We're going to have that today.
That's ridiculous. This is one judge.
One judge.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
We have a new dick.
Oh, we do?
Do we?
Famous dicks?
Major League Dicks.
Now, we're just doing baseball dicks, not football
right.
dicks.
Yes.
Right.
Can you name a football dick?
Dick Butkus.
There you go. Dick Butkus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. You guys match. Oh.
It's cute, isn't it?
It's an adorable.
Go climb on top of her.
I don't want to hurt her.
What if I climb on top of him?
From the Astros.
That would make more sense.
Oh, there you go. From the Astros, Dickey Thon. I heard of him.
Dickey Thon?
Shortstop, T-H-O-N. And shortstop for the Astros.
Chick, where do the Astros?
I'd like to be a host of the Dickey Thon.
The Dickey Thon? And here's your host,
Christy Lee.
Yes.
There's no donation too small for the Dickey Thon.
That's right.
No.
Give what you can.
Dig deep.
Now, dig deep. Now, Josh, don't you wear a dick
thong? If you're over 12 inches, you get this free tote bag.
We need verification. Yes.
I don't wear a dicky thong, no.
The guy's name is Dick Thong?
Dick Thong.
Thon. There's no G.
I spelled it.
That's why
I know I spelled it
that's
once.
That's why the joke of the hosting the Dick Thong.
T-H-O-N. Dicky Thong.
And he plays for who?
The Houston Astros.
Houston Astros.
The Astros of who? Of where?
Houston.
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 Houston. There you go.
Bob it doesn't work as well.
He's doing the sound effect. Yes. Very good. Thanks for listening.
And Dickey Thon, his nickname was the All-Nighter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's what they said.
I'm even more interested.
It's a Dickathon.
That's okay. Right. He had the Phil Garner mustache and the whole thing. Yeah. There you go. So there you go. More dicks coming in. More dick updates as they happen.
So the dickathon continues.
The dickathon, dickathon continues.
More dicks coming.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Heywood, how's it going over there?
Good.
You've been thinking about those lyrics, getting them down?
No, I was going to play something else.
Oh.
Oh. Right.
You can play with
like
you
what?
Is this a sing-along?
You know, you look like Gloria Swanson on down the line after, like, the movie didn't go. She's sitting there.
Just gave up?
Just gave up.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Never mind.
Leave my heroes out of this.
Okay. All right. Once again, Heywood has very, very long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like Veronica Lake, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like it.
Thought I'd relatable.
That's very good.
Is this a new one or just tuning?
I can't.
Okay, this is a tuning one. All right.
Okay. Anybody have any dicks out there? Famous dicks.
Oh, I hope everybody.
Not even baseball.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Nope. You're not ready.
Okay.
It was ready, but then okay. Just give me it.
Well, it's the humidity.
So when you bought that guitar,
talk while you're dick talking, and then I'll get this ready.
Okay. There's a restaurant in Tampa. The food all starts with a C. Carrots, cabbage, anybody?
Cauliflower.
Oh, there we go.
Chowder.
Oh, I like chowder.
Chowder.
That'd be good.
Chowder.
Chappaquiddick.
Anybody watch the new episode of The Americans?
That's one of their cocktails.
Yes, it sure is.
Chappaquiddick.
It's whiskey garnered with a Noldsmobile.
With a splash of murky water.
That's yep. right. Now, you give it to the girl, and then you just forget about it.
Is the Chappaquiddick movie, is that a theater movie, or is that
it's a theater movie.
No, they're just going to show go to house
it,
to house.
Or is it TV?
No, it'll be in theaters.
No, I think it's a theater movie.
Okay. Yeah. Gaffigan's in it.
Jim Gaffigan. Yes.
No, Steve Gaffigan, insurance agent.
Okay, here's this works. I'll say the word ass, and you say the word.
No, yeah, and we're talking to Tom, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. Stradivarius, how's it going over there?
Oh, fine.
Okay, Dix, I'm going to look up
Dix in
the
NFL. You know we kid because we love, right, Tom?
Yeah.
That used to be the case. Okay.
He was coming round the mountain going 90. He did not see that patch of ice. He was found in the ditch with his thumb still twitching over that touchscreen wireless handheld device. So the bride, she glowed, she was glistening. Still the preacher, he had to ask her twice. She said, I do apologize, I wasn't listening. I was checking my touchscreen wireless handheld device. It was a touchscreen wireless handheld device. It turns out it's exactly what was missing from our lives. You can get surprised when you get hypnotized by your touchscreen wireless handheld device. From a burning bush, God said to Moses, Ten Commandments he'd give him to write. Mo said, OMG, be sweet, and just give me a tweet on my touchscreen wireless handheld device. It was a touchscreen wireless handheld device. It turns out exactly what was missing from our lives. Life gets complicated when you are sedated by your touchscreen wireless handheld device. Old St. Peter was checking IDs, leaning on the pearly gate. He said those old parchment scrolls were fine in the gold school days, but now we just check your Facebook page when we decide to fry or flight on our touchscreen wireless handheld device. Gollum, he twitched in the shadows while Smeagol crawled out to make nice. He once loved the ring, he did confess, but he couldn't compare with his new, my precious touchscreen wireless handheld device. It was a touchscreen wireless handheld device. It turns out exactly why we're missing on our lives. Life can get impacted when you get distracted by your touchscreen wireless handheld device. Life is complicated when you are sedated by your touchscreen wireless handheld device.
Yeah! Woo!
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Heywood Banks, ladies and gentlemen.
Bravo!
Heywood, I missed the middle part. I was checking my email.
Yeah, he was on his phone.
That's a great. That's an important social statement that you're yes. making there, Heywood.
Tom's way of saying not funny.
No.
Tom's way of saying you'll never hear that on the show.
No,
again.
No. It was amusing and delightful.
I liked it.
And important.
Yes.
Making an important statement. Please don't text and drive. Thank you very much, Heywood Banks.
Or Mary text.
Yeah. Right.
And now...
or go to Peter at the Pearly Gates.
Have you finished your song about baseball players named Dick? Do we have that?
We didn't have a song.
What?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Coming up, we're yes. going to be joined by comedian Drew Hastings. I wanted to mention that Drew has got a new book he's writing. Doesn't have a title yet, so if you have any good suggestions, please get them to us. We have also a comedian Augie Smith will be joining us. Am I correct about that?
Yeah.
And Marty Brenneman, the famous announcer, will be here.
Yay!
It'll be nice to have a professional announcer on the stage.
Finally.
I'm not sure what that's like. But and then I also wanted to wear a little sing-along with Heywood. I loved that song, Heywood. That was really great.
Thank
you,
John.
Very much. And we'll get the guitar
tuned
up.
Glad I can pry that out of you.
Okay, we'll be back with all those things. But I did want to ask Christy for one more news story. What have you got?
We have a misspelled sign at a church. Apparently Christ hasn't risen, but Chris has.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, Chris has.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it a he or a she, Chris?
I would assume a he, but who knows?
Hey, you don't assume.
Yeah, that's
world,
right.
The world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple Chrises on our staff.
And I do believe that we have the Pope in the news,
Tom,
as well.
Yeah. No kidding. Real interesting.
Yeah,
well,
we do.
I mean,
any other names?
You want to see, if you want to see Chris rise, Chris, stand up.
Yay!
There he is.
There he is.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear the Bob and Tom show this morning? A guy named Chris Rose. Wasn't really dead. He just...
Is that Peach Boy?
Yeah, but today's not today he rose, right?
No. That would be Sunday.
Yeah, that's
today
the,
was
the whole point.
The bad day.
Unfortunate.
Yes.
Sorry.
Today's the tough day.
Well, we'll get to all of these things. Once again, Easter.
I can
Easter
see,
on April 1st.
I can see my
yeah, I see
house from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob. Now
thanks.
You pointed
thank
out
you
that
chick. I was waiting until that. How did that get thrown in?
Now, Bob, you pointed out when Easter falls on April 1st, what happens?
All kinds of weird. You always get raw eggs.
Oh,
they color them, and bam, you open it up, and there's
boy,
a,
nothing funnier than seeing the kids
with salmonella
cry,
vomit everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That's
nothing worse.
Next comedian Drew Hastings, comedian Haywood Banks. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studio, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah!
Jack, Cincinnati Casino. We're in the casino. Christy can smell the money.
Ah, yes.
Christy loves nothing more than a casino and a man. So today you got the casino.
Yep.
And it's the opening of the Cincinnati Reds baseball season today.
Hooray.
And our Dick-thon continues.
Yep.
Oh.
Dig deep. Pledge what you can for the Dickie-thon.
Once again, if you're just joining us, we covered famous dicks in baseball. Mm-hmm. We can get to more of that later. We have a bunch of guests coming up. Augie Smith will be joining us shortly. Haywood Banks is here with us. Just did a great new song. We'll hear from Haywood with a sing-along coming up. Great crowd here in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Thank you for getting up early. And I believe we're on Facebook Live. Ladies and gentlemen, ordinarily we feature comedians on the show. Today is no exception. However, we do have a special guest.
Boy,
right?
Boy,
do we?
It sounded like an exception, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Today, we have actually, he is a Buckeye.
He's a monologist.
A mayor.
He is the mayor of a town in Ohio for now. He is an author. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Drew Hastings.
Drew. Thank you.
This is going to be...
Thank you.
Oh, I see.
First of all, I have to say thank you for the author thing, but nothing says let's don't sell any tickets like author. Right? Perfect. I came in the casino. It's nice. You come through that big main entrance, that huge walkway, what I call, I've always called the Trail of Tears, which you come through down through here.
Right.
It's so nice.
You're an avid gambler.
Huh?
What is your game?
Huh? I play a few things. The games I play is of no concern to you.
I'll tell you.
I play a few things. Press the 8.
He's a craps player. 4 and 10.
Tom, I think it's elections.
Right. It's elections. No, I'm just a little irked. I was listening to the show on the way in from the farm, and I was listening to it, and I have to tell you, I'm irked about this whole... I don't even know who this Ed Sheeran is, but the fact that he's waylaying... our baseball teams to take studios
so
Blimey can sit up there and I'm being followed by a moon shadow. You know, it's bull. And everybody leaping and hopping on the moon.
Wrong artist.
That's Cat Stevens.
Yeah, it's the same thing as Sheeran.
No, Ed Sheeran's good. Ed Sheeran's
leaping and hopping. You're talking about what's going on with the Eastern. It's just, this is a time when, first of all, my wife is Catholic, as you know, Christy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's devout Catholic. Like she listens to something called K-Love. I've never heard of K-Love. She plays it all day long. K-Love, he is risen! And I'm trying to write. Now all my writing has got Catholic influence, like I'm William Peter Blatty out there rewriting The Exorcist.
Well,
I don't need this.
Drew Hastings is the mayor of Hillsborough, Ohio.
God. That's right. Things are going very smoothly. We're looking for new residents. Come on out.
Uh-huh. Does the casino here cash checks that say Hillsborough General Fund?
Oh, no.
Office of the mayor?
No, we don't. There are no taxpayer funds used in any of my investments here.
Now, you're working on a new book. Do we have a title at all?
No, we don't have a title. I'm looking at it. It's a bunch of stories. I call it longer form stand-up. It's you know, no different.
Like stand-up without jokes?
No, I mean, it's got jokes. You just...
You're a storyteller.
A storyteller. And a lot of them take place. You know, I grew up here in Cincinnati, so a lot of them are here, and a lot of them are some...
So it's the story of your life.
Yeah.
So do we have a...
Do we have a reading?
Can you read a short
excerpt? I'm going to do an excerpt from a story. This is one of the... This is a story that gets downloaded a lot, but I updated it, and I made it for the written page, and it's called Animal Park Nightmare. I had a psychotic girlfriend a few years ago, and she was from Franklin up here. Uh-huh. And we had we drove across Route 66, and we were in Missouri, and I end up at one of these exotic animal parks. As you drive west on Interstate 44 in Missouri, just past the adult superstore, not the first adult superstore at exit 97, the second one at exit 99, you begin to see the billboards. Buster's Exotic Animal Paradise. See over 300 exotic species in our drive-through park 50 miles ahead. First of all, let me just say I was against this from the get-go. Don't get me wrong. I like seeing penned-up exotic animals as much as the next guy. But it was already 4:30 p.m., and Buster's advertised hours were 8 a.m. until an hour before sundown. An hour before sundown? What kind of Old West lingo is that? What kind of dodgy farmer's almanac crap is this? Why not say we close an hour before dark? Sundown? It sounds like a threat to me. You want me to keep going?
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. I've enjoyed this very much.
Yeah. Anyway, I relented. I decided to go after her insistence because Dana had reminded me that she hadn't balked when I insisted on going to world-famous Merrimack Caverns last year. Now, these caverns were the home of Jesse James' hideout, and the caves were where he and his outlaws stashed their gold, which was never found, by the way, so the current cave owners made a new stash of gold by charging $4 for a Coca-Cola and a $22 admission. Yeah, and also, Merrimack Caverns is not world-famous because I was in both England and Montreal since then, and no one there ever even heard of them. Yeah. And believe me, I ask a lot of people. Exit now, screams Buster's last billboard, and I point my 77 red Cadillac Eldorado off the exit.
Drew Hastings, ladies and gentlemen. We'll bring Drew back for another reading shortly. That was great.
Yeah, that's very great.
Thank you.
So it's the second porn shop exit.
Yeah, that's right.
Only two miles from the other one. Did you notice?
Yeah. No,
I bet a lot of people get off at the wrong one.
Of course.
You ever get off?
See, and all this time I thought the Lion's Den was a drive-thru park.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Josh, you live in Missouri. Do you ever get off at the Lion's Den? Or can you get to your car before?
I've gotten off at a few Lion's
Den. Okay. All right, thank you very much. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Woo!
Hello! Woo! We come to you from the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studios. Actually, we drove the studios right into the casino. That's right, it's Jack. Cincinnati Casino, getting ready for opening day of the Cincinnati Reds, thanks to our friends at Fox 92.5. Hello and good morning and thank you.
That's the facts. Jack!
Great.
Jack!
Great crowd here. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah. No. They are starting to tire of you. Not us, not the show. You.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's extremely helpful.
If I can irritate one person.
We have, that's the voice of Chick McGee. Let's go right to left this time. This is Tom speaking. That's Christy. That's Bob.
That's Haywood Banks.
Haywood's back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see now. That's Joshy, and then we already covered. Do we have a...
That was Chick.
He totally skipped you last time, Josh, and now this time, he's just like, oh, yeah, that's Josh.
Josh, by the way, will be headlining at the Funny Bone in St. Louis this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Headlining? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw Josh on the great stand-up comedian, and you'll do a great job. If you're anywhere near St. Louis listening, please go see Josh tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you, Tommy.
You got some driving coming up today. You're going to be driving by any of those Lion's Dens?
Yep.
And unfortunately, I will have to drive right by. I won't have time.
Yeah, he gave it up for rent.
Oh, yeah. No time to...
It's what are be, the what are
no
the
time
exit
left
numbers?
For you?
You,
know,
like you have hours? All the exit numbers memorized, Josh.
No,
come
Bob,
on, what are
not
they?
Not all of them, just 122, 319.
Yeah. Now, we were talking recently. There was a news story. I want to say it was in Alaska. They closed one of the last Blockbuster videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still a handful left. I think there are a couple in Texas. And I kind of miss the Blockbuster. Those were kind of cool. And you'd walk in, the guy would know you. He would know your preferences. And, oh, hey, there's a good new game for the kids. You might want to grab this.
You had like a video steward.
I had video steward. Bob, yeah. The videos you want are in the back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, behind the little doors.
Now, Josh, Josh, the place you went, what was it called again?
The adult video place that I went to?
Yeah.
Spanky's.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
So like a Little Rascals theme, or
was there a club card?
Oh, you're so naive.
What did
there
that
was,
mean?
Yeah, there was a card that you had to
As
have.
A Spanky's member, did you get free Kleenex?
Out of hell with it. Let's just call it Spanky's.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't try too
hard.
They
couldn't call it Jack's. The casino owns the name.
Good call.
So, did you, when you'd walk in, would the guy know you and say something, or is it?
I'm sure he recognized. No, there wasn't any, like... Norm from Cheers moments where I would walk in.
Josh!
Yeah.
Hey, we got fourth man in too. I've been holding
Wait,
it for you.
I thought it was third
you know, that
man
is
in.
Still his favorite porn title.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's go-to.
Now, on a totally different note, are we all tuned up over there?
Yes, he is.
Am I here on the wrong day?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Haywood Banks has joined us on the dais, and we happen to be
on the dais, on the dais,
on the dais, on the dais, on the dais.
Rock me on the dais.
Yeah, dais isn't a word you get to use a lot, really.
No, you don't.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's a little too lofty for this show.
Yeah, yeah. So on the platform with us.
Yeah.
Here at the table.
But we are in Ohio, and Haywood has a song that involves, if I'm correct in my memory,
song.
Traveling from Ohio to the tropical
Tom
lands.
Tom always introduces my songs like it's story time. And now, Haywood's got a little song.
Well, but the reason I do that, it gives you another 30 seconds to learn the lyrics.
All right. He's
okay. Ready?
Okay. Wait, let me plug in.
The reason I do the long intro is it gives him more time to remember to plug in the guitar. Give me a strum. I want to make sure that there's volume this time. Okay. Yeah. All right, just put it in.
Plug it in, for God's sake.
Is it in yet?
That's what she said.
That's what you said. I know. I know.
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Here we go.
Gonna take the expressway from Ohio to Iowa. Then I'm gonna ride the road from Iowa to Idaho. I wish they build a highway from Idaho to Hawaii. Oh, I know that you can fly. But I'd rather drive on the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. Here we go, everybody. On the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. Come on, you can do it. You
what
can do
it.
On the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. Gonna buy me some pineapple when I'm in Hawaii. Maybe pick up some pineapples when I'm out in Idaho.
Idaho.
I'm gonna buy me an apple pie when I'm driving through Iowa. And a pallet of thermometers at the Costco in Toledo, Ohio. That's pineapple pie, apple pie, and a pallet of thermometers. Because where you go, Ohio, Iowa. Here we go. Come on. On the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. What a crowd.
Everybody.
Just the girls on the...
Ohio, Idaho, Hawaii, Iowa.
Yeah. When I go to the dentist and
Johnny puts my gums to sleep. I can't feel my tongue or teeth, and my lips feel like a piece of meat. When he's firing up his drill bit, and I'm drowning in my own spit. I sing along with the hits like the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Ohio. Throw your hat back at the dentist. Here we go. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the genius of Haywood Banks. The Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii.
Hey, I'm on Twitter.
You are?
I'm on Twitter.
Right
so
now?
I'm tweeting like crazy.
You are tweeting like crazy.
I'm tweeting like crazy, and so follow me on Twitter. I want to see if I can get up to 40 people following me by the
nice
show.
What's your Twitter
Haywood
handle?
Haywood Banks, right?
Haywood Banks at Twitter, yeah.
All right.
H-E
with an E-Y.
H-E-Y.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I follow you.
W,
I follow
two
you.
O's, and then a D.
I follow you and muted you long ago.
Long ago.
Thank you, Haywood. We're going to get a sing-along coming out of Haywood shortly.
We just sang.
We just had a sing-along.
What the hell was that?
I'm Don't sorry. You pay attention?
I was looking at my phone.
All right,
he's
now
on
we're
his touch screen wireless.
It's worse than it's ever been, device.
Chick. We're going to do Dixon Radio.
All Go right, ahead. All right. Tom Griswold.
Of course, Dick Purton.
Dick Purton.
Famous Dick in radio. No, we have the big sing-along that I promised earlier.
Oh.
Everybody working on their Roman numerals. Also coming up, Augie Smith and Drew Hastings. A little more news from Christy Lee.
And Hall of Famer, Marty Brenneman.
The famous Marty Brenneman will be here. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are coming to you live from Cincinnati, the home. The home, of course, of the Cincinnati Reds on a Jack Cincinnati Casino.
Was you ever in Cincinnati?
And Fox 92.5, and we are happy to be here. We have some very special guests coming up, and thank you very much for joining us. Look at all these guests here at Jack.
Yeah.
All
right.
Joining us on the platform, we have...
I like Dais.
You
it's
like
nice.
Dais?
You've
yes.
always said it. We've kind of gotten used to
it.
Your, you know...
Stage works.
Various.
Yeah, but this is technically a dais.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all facing... This is what...
The Last Supper.
The Last Supper.
So
was
the Last Supper was a dais, not a table?
Yeah. Yep.
Because at a table, you sit across from one
right.
another.
They were all lined up.
When you all sit on the same side of the table...
I think they did that strictly for a photograph.
You think so?
Really?
Yes.
I think he's right on this.
Bob clears things up.
All right.
I'm sure someone's already thought of this, but if they did that painting today, three of the apostles would be on their cell phones texting.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm tweeting.
And the waiter would be photobombing it.
Yep. Yeah.
Said the guy who was on his phone while Christy was doing the news,
yes.
And you weren't on your phone. You were
conducting business. Okay.
I was saying hi, good morning to my little girls. They want to say hi to their daddies.
That's very nice.
It's a strictly business relationship with his children.
Yeah. Don't they know when the breaks are by now?
No,
yeah.
We don't let them listen to the show.
Good call.
Here's an actual truth.
It's the Dickie-thon is why, isn't it?
No, you know the bit, Josh's bit about the clown? The clown movie, It?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Josh has this really funny, scary bit about that.
Yeah.
The other night, my five-year-old comes into the bedroom. I'm scared, Dad. Josh has got that scary killer clown.
It's all your fault, Josh.
Mm-hmm. So,
I think they all woke up and realized Tom was their dad.
Now they're old enough now to get it.
Remember the goldfish diving out of the bowl because they realized where it was?
Okay, let's
landed on.
On
the kitchen floor.
All well and good. We do have coming up a very special guest and...
The only person here in the Hall of Fame.
Right now joining us... there's a couple Hall of Famers up here.
Yes, there are.
Well, I meant the Baseball Hall of Fame.
It's certainly a less significant Hall of Fame.
I'm going to go ahead and say a real Hall of Fame. Okay?
Fair enough.
The London, Ohio High School Hall of Fame is not the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Now, you are in the London High School Hall of
Yes,
Fame.
I am. Yes, Fine Arts Wing. Thank you.
And that's London, Ohio.
Stay
not,
seated.
Not London, Ontario.
You guys know where London is, right?
Yes. It's
Great Britain, right?
That's, yeah, son of a bitch.
Keep him here. Keep him here.
Heywood, you ready? Are you plugged in this time?
Yeah.
Give me a strum so we can start this off right. Nope, not plugged in.
Yeah, he is.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
I'm looking at the plug.
Is the volume on?
Is it working?
I'm looking at the engineer, and I'm getting a...
Yes, it's there.
Okay,
it's
there. There's volume? Okay, fine.
Okay.
Heywood
Banks will be... I can't chance listening to him while I'm playing.
Heywood,
I cannot, so I have to take off the headphones.
You know what? I can't chance listening to him.
Yeah, really, exactly.
I can't either. I've had it.
Okay. In the interest of moving forward, first.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Tom. I don't know what happened.
Okay. First off, in the
Jesus Christ, what am I thinking?
The dates you just gave me for your gig are wrong. I'll review them later. Is this our sing along? What song are you going
to do? It is. It's like the last song.
Okay, go ahead.
Christy's the Rosa Parks. She's not putting her headphones on.
Okay,
he's so loud, I can hear him.
Oh, you're sitting right there.
I want to dance the hoochie-coochie on the shores of Old Dubuque and watch a Mississippi River roll by. I love to see the levee straining when the rain it comes a-raining and the river starts to rise. Standing on the bridge just wondering whose house that is floating down to New Orleans. These are the things I love best of all at the semi-annual Flood of the Century Festival. When we first moved to Floodplain Lane, the agent guy could not explain the muddy line above the drapes. Why a rowboat or canoe is tied to every chimney flue. Here in beautiful some pompous states, if you help me with my scuba gear, I'll dive down and grab a beer from the submerged kitchen fridge. These are the things I love best of all at the semi-annual Flood of the Century Festival. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I spells Mississippi. I-P-P-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-M spells I-P-S-S-I-M. Well, there'll be sandbag tossing on the bank, a ride a floating propane tank, and don't forget the cows on houses. While you're waiting on your car roof for a helicopter trip, try delicious Mississippi sushi on a stick. A guess which coffin pops out of its watery hole in a game of cemetery. Whack-a-mole. The things I love best of all at the semi-annual Flood of the Century. Drain off eventually. Flood of the Century. A festival.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Heywood Banks, woo! Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
In honor of the rain out,
I got 14 followers from that last blink.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
You are on Twitter, and it's at Heywood Banks.
At Heywood Banks.
H E
Y.
Now, is that your actual name, Heywood?
Pardon me?
Yes.
It is.
How did your parents decide to name you Heywood Banks?
Let me put on my headphones. Evidently, you're talking, and I can't understand.
Okay. Are you deaf? What's going on? Isn't this loud?
He asked, how did your parents come up with your name?
I was born on a holiday, and the nurse came into my mom's room and said, hey, would Banks be open today? Not a good story.
Nonetheless, the truth.
It's what I got.
Yeah.
It's what I got.
And our banks, they're not open today.
It depends.
Aren't most banks closed today?
Stock market's closed today.
Okay, so banks are open, stock market's
closed.
Well,
some banks might be closed. I'm not going to go out on a limb and
say stock markets too?
No, all the stock markets are closed.
NASDAQ, the good ones, you know.
The Wall Street ones. Tokyo is open today, now, but Wall Street.
Coming up in a few minutes, we have another guest, but we have time for one more song.
Oh,
evidently. We promised the sing-along.
Here we go.
This is a crowd favorite. Now, Josh is once again going to be driving to St. Louis, where Josh will be headlining at the Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
So you'll be driving with all of the big rigs on the road.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
which will be in, when you see them, you can start singing this song to yourself.
I happily will do that.
Now, typically when you drive, do you have a routine? Is there something you do? You're going to be in the car for about 6 hours today.
No, it's going to be longer than that. Seven, maybe? Oh,
wow. About six, yeah. Maybe six, five and a half, six, depending on
do you
how.
Sing?
He gets in the car, faces forward.
Right.
Put it in drive and go.
Yeah. I do sing, and I'll listen to a podcast or two and sing along, yeah.
Trousers on or off?
Show tunes? What do you sing?
Trousers on.
Okay. What question is that?
Until the lion stand.
Yes,
right. Yeah, you take
then
a break.
There's really no reason.
What's the point?
Heywood, are we ready down there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. I wrote this. It took me years. With pen in hand, I had a, it was very, I can't, anyway, here we go. Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. Everybody, here we go. Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, let's back them up. Here we go.
Oh, there's 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 4, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wheels on a big rig. Okay, the even numbers.
Oh, here we go. This is easy.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, the odd numbers.
Oh,
here we go.
Sorry.
Oh, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17, 18, 13, 14.
Okay, by 1.5. So here we go.
Oh.
Oh, there's 1.5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, Roman numerals. Here we go.
Oh, there's I, V, 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 I, V, I, V, I, I, X, 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 I, X, I, V, X, V, X, V, I, X, V, I, X, V, I, wheels on a big rig. And they're Roman, 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 Roman.
Okay, Roman numerals backwards. Here we go.
Oh, there's XVIIIXVIXVIXVXIVXIV on a big rig. And they're Roman, 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 Roman.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen,
wow!
The genius of Heywood Banks.
Wow! Brilliant!
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Thank you, Heywood.
Thank you, Heywood.
Once again, I asked Heywood for the next dates he's performing, and he gave them to me. Then we looked them up, and he had them wrong. So,
sounds about right.
Yep. I got them written down somewhere.
Yeah, well,
you better
not
check.
Not in your head. It's Morty's the 20th and 21st, and among others, and you're in Ann Arbor attending something.
On the 27th.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll get those
28th.
In the meantime, we're going to switch gears here.
28th.
All right. We'll look it up.
Who's our mystery guest now?
Who is our mystery guest
now? Our mystery guest now, I believe, is...
It'll be on Twitter, so sign up for Twitter.
I believe is our mystery guest, our Hall of Famer. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, the famous Hall of Fame announcer, Mr. Marty Brenneman, has joined us. There he is.
Standing ovation.
There we go. Have a seat, Marty. Marty Brenneman is the Hall of Fame announcer now for the Cincinnati Reds, and he had the day off yesterday.
Yeah, unexpected, but you know, I'm 45 years now, and I finally experienced something I'd never experienced before. It's the first time the Reds have had an opening day rainout since 1966.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and I was 3.5 then, so I don't.
Oh,
really
come
remember.
On!
Yeah, there you go. Wouldn't remember that.
Oh, come on!
I had to be told that. I didn't remember.
Uh-huh. You were 3.5 sheets to the wind, is what. There.
That's more accurate than the other part, yeah.
Isn't it pretty rare to have a game called off 24 hours in advance? Don't they usually
play? They were so certain the weather was going to be brutal. They met Wednesday morning, and they didn't call it then, but they had a contingency meeting to probably ultimately make the call, and everybody said it was definitely going to rain. And I made the comment. I said, you know, once they made that decision, I said, please, God, don't wake us up Thursday morning and it's 60 degrees and sunny. Yeah. That would not be good.
No. That would have been a long day, though. What's the longest rainout you've ever had to announce through?
That was the Noah's Ark.
It was, yes.
Oh, jeez.
He was only a year and a half. laughing.
He's been around a long time.
I was on top of an elephant that day. I had a great view of the whole deal. I left the park one time at the old place at Riverfront Stadium. They played the Chicago Cubs, and when they were horrible. And they had a guy named Lenny Randle who got a bases loaded triple, I think, in the top of the ninth inning with two out to tie the game up. And the game was finally over, and I left the ballpark at 20 minutes after 3 in the morning.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
And at that time, I questioned whether I ever wanted to see another baseball game.
I'll bet. That's
and they cut
day.
Off beer sales at 9.
Thank you. They sure did. There were so many sober guys in that ballpark. They were angry.
Hung over and angry.
Marty, you get angry when you get sober, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Marty is one of the great announcers of all time. Your voice is still sounding great, mellifluous, and wonderful.
Well, thank God it's still. A lot of things have departed, but I still have the voice. And thank God for that. You know that, Bob?
Oh, nothing's...
okay.
And good. Nothing's working on me. What are you talking about?
Knock wood. Everyone reaches for their... Okay.
No, it's working. Everything's working.
You got the opener for the Cincinnati Reds will be today.
10 minutes after 4 this afternoon, the Reds and the Nationals.
And the weather is cooperating.
They say the sun's going to be out by 2 o'clock this afternoon. I find that hard to believe, but that's what they're predicting, and they ain't been wrong in the last 72 hours.
That's true.
Okay. Well,
I'm ready for it.
We just heard a great song about a flooding from Haywood Banks.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to a huge baseball season. Everybody's beginning about a week earlier this year.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because the recent collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners, and one of the things the players wanted, which they got, were more off days, with the feeling that when the month of September rolls around, guys are worn out. And I understand that. They're having to play through the heat of the summer and getting on and off airplanes and flying across the country. And so the owners granted them, I don't know, maybe 3 more off days during the course of the season. But the problem that arose was the season was going to have to start earlier.
Yeah.
And so now this is the first of 5 years in a row in which the season will open on the last Thursday in March. And that's just the way it is. It's unfortunate because... especially in this town, and I heard you guys talking about the Finley Market Parade, which comes up on Monday. That's always been a staple of opening day. You have the parade in the morning and then the ball game in the afternoon. And now, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And I'm sure a lot of folks here have been to Finley Market many, many times. And it's a wonderful place. It's one of the iconic markets in this world and one of the great places in our city. And now they've got to have the parade on Monday, and it really creates a hardship for those people. But you can't buck a collective bargaining agreement. That's the way it is, and we're going to have to live with it.
But you get 2 days off now.
Well, you get, yeah. Well, we were supposed to have yesterday, play yesterday.
Today off.
My wife, my man, and I got home on Monday from Arizona, and now we've been off until they play this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But the average fan now can take 2 days off.
The interesting thing about that, Tom, and I didn't realize it, but people seem to be thrilled that the opening game is going to be played today because it's a long weekend for a lot of people now. Yeah. You didn't have to go to the ball game yesterday, and now you got to go back to work today, and now you got 2 more days off. Now it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and people are kind of fired up about that.
With the parade Monday, didn't the governor give everyone in Cincinnati the day off?
Well, he should have. If he did, he ought to be excommunicated.
I heard that. Yeah.
You got to throw him out of office.
Offer void. Void in Ohio.
DJ's remark sends state into chaos.
Something about.
Marty Brenneman is our guest. One thing about being a baseball announcer, you have a lot of time to fill.
Yeah.
And radio different than television, because in radio you really got to keep talking all the time. Now, when you're with your wife, is it the same?
Oh my God.
Do you feel an obligation? Do you feel an obligation not to have what we call...
That's a curveball, Marty, just outside.
What we call dead air as you're driving in Arizona, as you can see in the left.
Mandelby sliding into home.
Oh, no. Yeah. Uh-huh. There we go.
Uh-huh. She probably does most of the talking at home, not me.
Yeah, you need a breath.
I thought you were going to offer him your famous list of dicks in baseball to fill.
Well,
Marty, are you aware that...
Are you aware of this, Marty?
I'm sure you know Dickie Thon. He used to play
absolutely. Great infielder with the Astros.
And evidently, his nickname was the All-Nighter.
I did not know that.
That's the correct answer.
You know, back when Dickie played, I'm surprised we didn't cross paths at some point.
Being the All-Nighter.
You were the All-Nighter for a while.
Well, I've pretty much been there and done that.
Here's Tom with more dicks in baseball. Here we go.
I'll bet you know this one. Dick Raddatz.
Yeah, big pitcher, could throw 1,000 miles an hour, didn't know where it was going.
Dangerous man.
Very dangerous.
Just like his semen.
Unbelievable. And right through the backstop.
Wasn't he called the monster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was 6'6". But yeah, I remember that one. We had a huge
Tom
list.
Goes, wasn't he called the monster when it's right there in front of you?
No, this is a different list. Okay. This is the unedited list of dicks.
Wait a minute.
Unedited.
The earlier one was edited?
The unabridged.
Yeah, you have the abridged version.
I had time.
The uncircumcised list of dicks.
Now, there it is.
Sadly.
There you go.
There were a lot of, there was Dick Young. This was in the 1800s. So, yeah.
Dick and I never crossed paths.
Yeah.
At least that one.
Yeah, I'll have to get my list of dicks. yes. In baseball. I did not bring that up. I want the record to show.
I did. I take that one.
Okay. All right. Now,
when we come back,
what's the worst experience you've ever had?
Right now,
besides this moment,
other than this interview,
this one's in a dead heat. I'll tell you that.
Have you ever been announcing a game and something so drastic goes wrong with the broadcast that you're just at a loss for words?
Way back in the 70s, the San Francisco Giants had a couple of outfielders, Gary Maddox and Gary Matthews. And Gary Maddox hit an early home run in the game at Riverfront. And for 7 innings, I had Gary Matthews hitting it.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I realized in the 7th inning, you kind of screwed that one up. So I had to come clean and say, hey, I had the wrong Gary hitting the home run, and that's about as rough as I've had it.
Oh, well,
y'all lived
bad.
A charmed life.
You ever forgot the name of your partner in the middle of a broadcast?
No, but I've had partners who forgot my name.
It's been good talking to you, Morty. Marty Brenneman, is that the, was that again?
Marty.
Close
enough.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Marty B.
Yeah, I can remember almost everybody's name on the dais. The teaser coming up. We'll hang out with Marty. We have a special song, I understand.
Yes. Really?
Is this correct?
A brand
new song?
Yes.
And the possibility of something that might actually be embarrassing. It's happened before on the show. And also, we'll talk with a guy that's one of our favorites, comedian Augie Smith. That'll be next. Okay, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Hey.
Hey.
Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Woo! Hello there.
Hello there. Jack.
Hello there.
Jack, Cincinnati Casino is where we are, the mobile Napa Auto Parts Studios. Cincinnati, Ohio, of course, today is the opening baseball game. We have a very special treat coming up, a brand new song from Bob, who joins us on the dais.
Thank you.
Hi, Bobby.
We'll also meet comedian Augie Smith in a matter of moments. Augie, it's always a great pleasure.
Hello, Augie. Thank you all. Thank you.
Plus, let's see, that's Josh, that's Chick. Josh on stage in St. Louis tonight at the legendary Funny Bone. Josh is a great stand-up comedian. He's currently sitting, as you can see.
Anybody here going to that St. Louis show? No.
No.
See, this is radio. This is broadcasting worldwide.
It wasn't a shot at you.
No, I understand that. I'm trying to clarify for the audience. If you... are in greater Cincinnati, or if any other of the neighboring states or contiguous United States or Alaska or Hawaii, please stop by and tell Josh hello. Marty Brenneman is here with us, a professional announcer.
Thank you, Marty!
Thank you.
Marty! Thank you very much.
In the Hall of Fame. But Cooperstown, not shaped like a giant baseball, though.
No, it's not.
Just kind of a...
No, it's actually...
No, it sure isn't, Tom. No. You know yep.
Now, John, I was amazed at what a beautiful city Cooperstown is.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's just lovely.
Absolutely gorgeous. We're on the air there right now.
In Cooperstown.
Yeah. Now, do you know what they call a building that looks like what it is, Josh?
I don't remember the
Onomata
term for that.
Onomata building, right?
Yes.
It is Onomata building.
Onomata
yeah.
building. If a building looks like a giant taco and they serve tacos.
Right.
Now, we'll get to that with Augie shortly, but Bob has his guitar out, or Haywood's
I'm
guitar.
I'm actually borrowing Haywood, so if this is out of tune, it's not my fault.
Of course.
I believe that.
Today is opening day.
Yes.
And it's also opening, I guess, month for the game of golf across America.
Ah.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
This is when, so this is a golf song, not a baseball song. Golf is a fascinating game.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Especially when men play. There is a different language.
Yep.
There are different rules. And that's what this song is about.
All right.
I will admit that I have uttered some of these phrases on the golf course.
Not you.
Every one of these phrases has been uttered to me.
Okay.
Nice shot, Alice. Did your purse get in the way? You might adjust your bra strap. Does your husband ever play? You drive short of the red tees. You know just what that means. Release the beef and keep it out until you reach the green. Nice shot, Sally. Did your skirt blow in your face? When you lay up on a par three, it's impossible to ace. Your ball just hit the cart path, and that sucker keeps on bouncing. I haven't seen balls bounce like that since watching Brokeback Mountain. On the dance floor, but a long way from the band. Golf ain't fair, it makes you swear when you duff one in the sand. On the dance floor, where the music can't be heard. They called it golf because that was the last four-letter word. Nice putt, bogey, or nice putt, Nancy. That's a triple bogey seven. Last time you played this hole, you had a Spinal Tap 11. You almost cleared the water. That Pro V really skipped. You grab your ball retriever. You should get that thing re-gripped. That lousy shot's a Roseanne, 'cause it's just a little fat. We call that slice an OJ, 'cause you got away with that. Oh, nice shank, Margaret. I believe it's still your turn. Take a 5-iron and a chainsaw and some water for the ferns. Not a Cinderella story, aggravation in the sun. You throw your clubs, you slam your trunk, but man, you sure had fun. On the dance floor, but a long way from the band. Golf ain't fair, it makes you swear when you duff one in the sand. On the dance floor, where the music can't be heard. They called it golf because that was the last four-letter word.
Yeah!
Very good. Thank you very much.
Every one of those phrases has been used
when men play golf.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of men, we have two guests up on the stage, both men.
Mm-hmm.
They would include the very manly Marty Brenneman and the very manly Augie Smith. Hey, Augie.
Hi, Augie.
Thanks, everybody.
Hi,
Augie. Thanks, everybody. Opening day. I love baseball.
Yeah.
How much do I love baseball?
How much?
During sex, I think about baseball to finish faster. That's how much.
Wow.
I love baseball. I'm in kind of enemy territory.
You are.
Mr. Brenneman, I'm a Pirate fan because I don't handle success well. If you don't know, the Pirates are to baseball what Somalians are to pirates.
Wow.
We're rebuilding again. Did you hear?
Sure, yeah.
It's like rooting for the Winchester Mystery House. Winchester Mystery House.
Yes.
Because they built it for
all the dead. Yeah.
Love it. Augie, now you're a dad now, right?
Well, we like to say I'm 23 months into our second pregnancy scare.
Oh.
The way that we like to put it. Uh-huh. We are the proud owners of two vampires that have attached themselves to our vertebrae and are sucking the life force out of our very soul, but it's great. We love it. We love every minute of it. But I had a very, very dad and a very father American moment last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a story. It's a weird story. A criminal came to the door, and I had to repel him.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. So anybody that has kids or a wife or whatever you got in your life, you know, the only place you ever get privacy is in the bathroom. We all understand this. We take our iPad and we go in the bathroom. So I'm in there, and I'm figuring out which Smallville character I am. You know? Uh-huh. Sure. Which is obvious.
That's right.
Uh-huh. It's Superman's mom.
Right?
Yep.
And I hear a ruckus. And a ruckus from the front. So I get up, I pull up my pants, and I run out, and there's a dude trying to bust in our front door.
Oh, my God.
This is 6 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Okay?
Whoa.
So I'm thinking either it's the Purge or it's just North Hollywood on a Thursday. It's one of the two. It could go either way. Because mm-hmm. I'm kind of hoping that this is the apocalypse. Because Augie Smith will thrive in post-apocalyptic Earth, is what I like to think. It's sort of why I moved to California in the first place. No? I'm not. Well, it's horrifying so far because you don't know what's going on. Okay, I get what's going on here.
Right.
So, time to defend the house, right?
Yep.
So, I had to grab the quickest thing, and what I have out is bear spray.
Nice.
I have bear spray, right?
That'll work.
The guy goes around the side of my house, is going to go into my backyard. I meet up with him, and Bob, I hate to say this, Armenian.
Oh!
He was an Armenian. He was not representing your people very well.
Well, it depends. Was it Christmas time? He was probably trying to steal a tree.
The traditional Armenian Christmas.
Yeah. How did I know he was Armenian, you ask?
How do
After
you know?
He sold my stuff, he tried to sell it back to me, is how I know. He was Armenian. So I meet him in the driveway. This is all true. And the dude is yelling, please, they're going to kill me, is what he's... And I'm saying, no, I'm going to kill you.
I mean,
if you're wondering who's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Because, but I'm, then I realize I only got my bear spray in my hand. Because it's like... So I guess, you know, I could, like... Because what he's telling me, please, somebody, they're going to kill me. And then, I'm not kidding, a white car pulls up in front of my house with two guys in it.
No
and
way.
And I can see this happening. It's daylight. The wow. sun is out, people. There's people walking their dog up and down the street. And I think what is happening, this guy's telling me they're going to kill me. I'm thinking, oh, it's a drug cartel has come to my house. And now I'm harboring this guy that a drug cartel is. I'm going to have to John Wick a drug cartel using only my bear spray, which is fine as long as it's a drug cartel filled with bears. Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
Come on. Yes. Woo! Yeah. I got a couple more. Vinny the Pooh. Anybody?
Augie.
Yeah.
Augie Smith will be at Crackers this weekend. This is the Bob and Tom Show. All right, welcome back to Cincinnati.
Oh! Yeah!
Yeah!
Jack! Cincinnati Casino, and it's the opening day of the baseball season for the Cincinnati Reds. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studios. Coming up, the Napa Tool of the Week. Who is the biggest tool out there in the world? We will decide that today with the help of this great audience. They'll help us pick. He's no tool. That's Baseball Hall of Famer Marty Brenneman on the desk.
Oh, I made the difference.
I've been called worse than that.
He's no tool. That's comedian Augie Smith on his way to Crackers.
Augie,
thank you.
Thanks,
very much.
Guys.
That's Joshy. He's on his way. Josh Arnold headlining in St. Louis. You'll be at the Funny Bone in St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
And did you decide yet, clothed or unclothed on stage tonight?
Don't ruin my clothes there, Tom.
Okay, sorry.
Let me keep it a surprise.
That's Chick McGee. This is Christy. I'm Tom. And this is Bob right here. Hey,
hi,
Bob.
Everybody.
Hey, Bob.
Nice to see you. Nothing better than opening day in Cincinnati.
Okay. Hey.
Now,
I could think of one thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
No,
is.
No.
Well, it's been a while since there's been an opening day or night for Christy.
Yeah.
Do we have any volunteers? Any handsome young men out there?
Sweet
baby Jesus.
Wait a second. We got a couple volunteers.
Oh, no, it's okay, really.
Listen, I like this guy in the camo. He looks like he's got a truck.
He's not wearing camo. He's wearing a Bob and Tom shirt.
No, the guy back there in the camo.
Oh. When
I said, are you looking for
on the stairs.
The guy who has several automatic weapons under the camo coat. That's him.
He looks like he could sneak in and sneak out, and you wouldn't even know it.
Well, I'd like to know it.
I can't tell from here if he has any teeth, but I think he's a good-looking guy.
Tom!
I'm trying to help.
You know what he thought in his head when you said that? I'm killing him first.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep,
there it is.
Yeah, he's giving you the old finger.
You know what? You do that, maybe you're in.
Now we know the way to Christy's heart.
Christy's heart.
Yep. Has somebody bring
an unexplained car accident. Yeah, okay.
Here's Tom's body.
So
I'm kidding.
Wait a minute. No, we left you our guest, Augie Smith.
Yes.
Now, Augie was mid home invasion, as I recall.
Yes. And you're saying, wow, that's a tough way to start a joke. I know. Now, not everybody does home invasion jokes. But that's what Augie
Smith let me get this straight. You're on your lawn. There's an Armenian who was trying to break into your house. You mentioned that he was Armenian in honor of Bob's Armenian heritage. And then you're spraying the guy with bear spray and two other people pull up, right?
Right. So there's two other people pull up. He's telling me those guys are going to kill him.
Yep.
I got my bear spray to the guy. I get him. He's on the ground. I'm screaming at him. Mm-hmm. I got to hold him there for like 15 minutes while I'm yelling at him. Since it is L.A., the three hottest cops in the world, and I will tweet the picture. I mean, I thought they were cast out of a movie, come and take the guy away. And here's what it turns out. This dude, who I thought was being chased by a drug cartel, had been broken into my neighbor's house. Since this is America, I've never met my neighbors. And they were the ones in the car. So I'm yelling at them thinking they're a drug cartel, saying the cops are coming. And they're sitting there saying, I'm calling the cops on you because they think I'm sheltering the guy. So the whole time, I think I'm Charlie Bronson.
Right.
And it turns out I'm Macaulay Culkin. Because later, the Armenians that I thought were the drug cartel came over and brought me some lovely baklava.
Nice.
And I said, that you were going to kill him. And I'm like, yeah, we were going to kill him. So I probably did save the guy's life. But here's the amendment to the whole story. If you remember, the whole thing started, I was in the bathroom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was in a big hurry since there was a home invasion going on in my living room. So the underwear didn't make it all the way up, nor did my zipper.
Oh!
So, through the entire thing, my junk was out of the front of the pants.
No way.
Which completely changed all the commands I was giving to the burglar.
Oh.
Get on your knees! This thing is designed for a grizzly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Augie Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Felt good.
Yeah.
Father of two.
Yes.
Names of the... Do you mind sharing the
names? We got a Porter, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford.
Right.
Uh-huh. And my daughter's name is Dottie. My son, he already has a pretty good sense of humor. I hadn't shaved for a couple days last week, and he's kind of poking at my face. And I said, "Do you like Daddy's beard?" And he said, "Yeah, Mommy's okay." We have pretty advanced joke. Here's a joke, though, you guys can all have. This is one I played on the wife. When you impregnate a woman, you used to go to this brick-and-mortar building called Babies R Us.
Uh-huh.
Where you would, and so we're looking for baby thermometers one day, and I'm in one aisle, and the wife is in the next aisle. And so she yells over to me, "Do you want oral or rectal?" Right? So I yell back, "If you had asked me that question 5 months ago, we wouldn't be in this jam."
Very good.
And then she didn't laugh at all,
no,
but I got to tell you,
no.
I stand by the integrity of the bit.
Sure. Oh, solid, solid.
And anyone, you can use that. Anyone here. It's very, very handy.
Oh, I had another one. You can use this one, too.
Oh, good.
It used to be I would drive around and I had like $500 cars, you know, and I would drive. But this is like 3 years ago.
And, yeah.
So the radio didn't work most of the time, so I had to wear headphones. And something what the young people, it's called a Walkman. We had a cassette that had music on it.
Sure.
And we put it into a machine that then played that music, I swear to God. And there was only like 5 songs, and the thing was as big as your hip. So I'm driving around, and I got my headphones on. I get pulled over, because apparently it's illegal to wear headphones when you're driving.
Right.
And I asked the cop, I'm like, why is it illegal to wear headphones? He said, well, you won't be able to hear an emergency vehicle to stop for them. And I said, so how are we having this conversation? And once again, that one didn't work.
No.
That one greeted.
Did you ask him
oral or anal?
Rectal. It's oral or rectal.
I'll get out of it.
Rectal. Sorry. Oral or rectal.
Oh, rectal. Oh, rectal. My
yes.
mistake.
Rectal.
It's not an anal thermometer.
No.
It's a rectal thermometer.
Right.
Although it is anal.
Although it is
rectal.
Yeah.
Ren near killed her.
Yeah. Remember both those things. Oral or anal.
Rectal.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Which, unfortunately, leads us back to sandwich or burger.
I'll take mine orally.
Good.
Good call.
Yes.
If you're doing otherwise, you will need the special sauce. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Mobile Studios at Jack Casino, Cincinnati. We're here.
We're paying attention. Life is complicated. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. We have some great guests with us on the dais table. I'll go right to left. Joining us on the stage is the legendary Christy Lee.
Aww.
She's just met the man of her dreams.
I have. Right.
Did you guys hook up? Okay.
Retired Navy SEAL.
With us, there's Bob right there. I can see him.
Hi there.
Bobby.
I love this place.
From the Baseball Hall of Fame, the legendary announcer Marty Brenneman. A stranger with bunny ears. We'll meet in just a second. There's Josh on his way to the Funny Bone in St. Louis, headlining tonight and tomorrow. It'll be an awesome show. If you're listening somewhere out there in the ether, please go see him.
Yes, please.
Then there's Chick McGee. Coming up, Drew Hastings will be joining us, along with Haywood Banks
Chick
and more.
Sucks.
But
Chick
right
sucks.
Now, could you... We did not even have time to meet. I have no idea who this is. Can you grab that microphone and shove it right there?
Oh,
okay.
There you are.
And your
Hi.
Name?
What is your
Suzanne.
Name? Hey, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Did we give you those bunny ears or did you bring them?
No, I brought them with me.
Okay.
Oh, what's
right.
the what's the Greg Hahn joke? Oh, hi, Susan. How are you? It's Suzanne.
It's over! Get her away from me!
Now, you have been provided with a script... Suzanne, and you have not read this script before. Is that correct?
I've been looking over it a little bit.
Okay, good.
Well, oh.
Okay, then.
So good, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Okay, very good. Now, we have Mr. Marty Brenneman has also been handed a script.
Yes.
And
I'm familiar with this script.
He's a professional announcer.
Right.
You've done this movie before, haven't you, Marty?
Yes, we have.
Yes. Humility is the theme. Of this, as you will see shortly. Now we even have some special music as we introduce this feature. Is the announcer actually on the pre? Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. You can begin.
Time now for the guy who'd rather play fantasy baseball than have sex.
Hey, baby, shut down your computer and come to the bedroom. I've got a surprise for you.
Sure, sure, you bet. As soon as I'm done filling the roster out for my fantasy baseball team.
Forget fantasy baseball. I'm going to fulfill a different fantasy for you.
Not now. I'm in the third round of the draft.
Third round? How about if we go straight to round number 69?
Oh, yeah!
I don't think it goes that high, does it?
69th round? There won't be anyone good left. I'm going to get a bunch of Reds players on my team this year.
Uh-huh.
The Reds? That's all you ever think about. I've got two words for you. Think pink.
Think
pink? Oh, thanks for the reminder. I got to replace that jersey I accidentally bleached. I can't wear a pink jersey to a Reds game. They've got a doubleheader coming up soon. I think that...
Okay, let me speak your language. I have a special doubleheader planned for you.
Oh.
My best friend Mindy is waiting for us in the bedroom, and she is warmed up and ready to go.
I gotcha. She's on deck, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. She's on deck and ready to get on a bed.
No. Oh, not on a deck, just on deck. So she's ready to step into the batter's box.
You know what? At this point, I think I might be choosing box instead of deck myself. I can't believe you're packing a punch of a sweaty man instead of Mindy and me.
You and Mindy? You're not swinging the kind of wood my team needs, honey? Huh?
Neither are you, Pee-wee.
Oh.
Whoa. Have a good time playing with your buddies. You better rest your arm. You'll be getting a big workout this season.
This has been the guy who'd rather play fantasy baseball than have
that
sex.
Suzanne, thank you very much.
Suzanne.
Thank you.
Bravo.
The bar is open. The casino is open. Very, very good.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, Suzanne, you can go retire to the stands.
Thank you. We're going to say a goodbye to Mr. Marty Brenneman. Thank you, Marty.
Tom.
Thank it's you, always
Marty.
A pleasure, Marty.
Marty, have a great day today, Marty.
Josh, yeah. Marty.
Chick, have good a great game.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
I'll come up and do the third inning today.
You can do third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all the way.
Oh, really?
I'll go home.
All right. This will be interesting.
Now, we're going to introduce another one of our guests. You've met him before. He's... has a reputation as a politician. He's the mayor of a small town in Ohio. He is also a stand-up comedian and an actor, but now he has a new hat that he is wearing, the hat of an author. Ladies and gentlemen, he's 6'6", drafted in the first round. He is Drew Hastings, ladies and gentlemen. Drew, it's always a pleasure. Now, this is a new book. Explain what's happening.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, it's a book I've had for a long time. I've been trying to get done, and some of them are stories that I've told on stage, extended stories, but now I've been getting them for the page, and a lot of them take place in the Midwest. I'm a Midwest guy. I'm from here, so a lot of them take place in Cincinnati, or they might take, you know, place 200 miles from here, but this is a story. Back up, if I could have a picture of you and me, I'd come out of the woods, you know, right when I left Los Angeles, before I bought the farm. I
you purchased the farm.
Yes.
I just wanted to get lost. So I went out in the woods and just regressed. And I was east of here, if you know Old Man's Cave, that whole area. And I was in the middle of a state forest, thousands of miles, and I dragged my girlfriend and I was in the middle of woods and I regressed into 1780 and I thought I was Daniel Day-Lewis from Last of the Mohicans. No shit. No kidding.
Yep.
So anyway, this is an excerpt from that story. Okay?
Sure.
My girlfriend is not adjusting well there. We've been out here now 3 months. How many moons is that? And she still methodically puts on makeup every day out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm out of mascara and tampons, she announces one day. I can make mascara from cinders and animal fat. In fact, she cuts me off. I don't want your homemade mascara. And I said I need tampons, meaning you need something absorbent. The forest provides everything if you just look. I say this thinking she will realize the truth in my words. She looks at me like I'm a homeless man pooping in an alley. Every day for the last 2 months, I eat some breakfast and I take off out in the woods. I'm running with my rifle, and I think maybe I'm a crazy man out here. But I don't care. Must follow raccoon traps. The first thing you notice in the woods is how loud you are. Mm-hmm. In nature, silence equals death. It's silence that keeps you alive, and it's hard to be quiet in the woods. My footsteps are heavy, and out here my smoker's wheeze sounds like the wail of a banshee. I get my girlfriend to drive me the 10 miles into town to buy moccasins and nicotine gum. 2 weeks later, I'm stealthy enough that I can sneak up behind my girlfriend, slit her throat, and scalp her. I'd never do that, but it's comforting to know that I can.
Drew Hastings, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Drew will be touring with his stories, and his book will be out soon. Yep. You got to help
you
him pick
her
a title.
Tampons.
Tiffin, I'm up Saturday night. I'm in Tiffin, Ohio.
Oh,
that's
big
right.
Stand-up show up there with Greg Hahn
and Dave Dyer.
That'll be a blast up there.
All right. So, Saturday night, this Saturday.
Yeah.
Greg Hahn, that's going to be huge.
Oh yeah,
good
big
for
show.
You. Thank you very much, Drew Hastings, ladies.
Thank you guys.
Drew.
Now, we have Haywood Banks back up here on the dais. Haywood, it's always a pleasure to see you. Once again, Haywood has indetermined tour dates. Some of them soon. He has no idea what the dates are. You can once again find out at haywoodbanks.com because he has someone that he knows that follows his own life better than he does putting the dates on there. Thank you.
Haywood,
fresh off a Civil War reenactment.
Oh, please.
You look nice. That is a
Thank you.
Swell beard.
Thank you.
Now, you shaved just the mustache.
You know, you had all you dressed up like President's Day.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's my street clothes.
Right.
Will you? I have a top hat that I wear normally.
Do you?
Yeah.
Will you come in? Will you come in next President's Day
must.
And dress up?
I will.
Now, I would ask you this, but I know the answer is no. You do not know the President's song, do you?
No.
Okay.
That would have seamlessly
Yeah,
gone,
you,
right?
That yeah, would have been great, because you wrote that song, did you not?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been
all
me.
About the presidents and all the presidents.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, we know. Okay. Yeah. Now, are there any songs that you do know?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, are you plugged in?
Wait. Oh, yeah. I had words I was going to look at. Just a second.
Here. See, this is how the show works, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're all
okay,
very uncomfortable, pausing, crossing your arms, going, God, is this boring?
Okay.
We'll get back to that. And just
okay. Okay, wait, I got it.
I got a weather forecast you can read here over here.
Here we go.
You got it? Baseball scores.
Wait,
there he is.
All
right.
I lost my pick. Just
Oh, God, he lost his pick.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, wait, there it is. Okay.
This guy's got a pick. This is the same guy that has the Christie's.
Josh, you're amazing.
He had iPhone charger for Christie's.
Josh, you're amazing too, but I mean.
You'd kill it, Let's Make a Deal.
All right, now we're looking for an egg timer.
By the way, just out of curiosity.
A Q-tip and a $2 bill.
Your girlfriend, is she alive still? What happened to her? She passed out in your lap. Is she okay? Is there a hotel nearby? Okay.
She's asleep in the car.
Oh, did you leave the window cracked?
Okay.
Nothing worse.
Yeah.
Well, that's awkward, and I'm sorry I opened my mouth. Are you plugged in over there?
I'm. Can you hear that now?
No, I can't. Dean, is he plugged in? We have?
There you go.
There you go.
Bob turned it down.
I turned it down. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was just doing the audience a favor.
I am lighter than my weight, I'm taller than I'm tall, and it cannot be as late as writing on the wall. I walk 5 treadmill miles today at the gym next to the grocer. I'd have walked much farther if I could park closer. I hold my misconceptions close, I'm easy to deceive. If it weren't for my delusions, I'd have nothing to believe. I am not a self-made man, it's all chromosomal charts. If I were self-made, I would have used better-looking parts. I hold my misconceptions close, I'm easy to deceive. If it weren't for my delusions, I have nothing to believe. The dog was barking at the moon, we laughed at his insistence. But then we noticed that the moon seemed to keep its distance. I'd hold my misconceptions close, I'm easy to deceive. If it weren't for my delusions, I'd have nothing to believe.
Yeah!
Heywood Banks, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Very nice.
Heywood, what was your first song, your first most famous song, do you think?
That would be probably involved Warm Bread.
Oh.
Did you bring your axe?
I brought my axe. Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Oh.
Oh, well, Heywood will... once again, Heywood, not a Boy Scout.
Let me. You could have given me a heads up, and I would have had it here.
Dude, you have a toaster in your pants over there? Yeah.
No, he just happened to see me.
You don't have a toaster, do you?
Okay, that would have been the greatest
Josh,
moment.
Josh, if
in
you had a toaster, I would
show.
Have.
That would have been great,
yeah.
Especially if you'd pulled it from the groin area.
Oh, there it is.
Heywood Banks is getting out his toaster. Can we mic him over here, please? Thank you very much.
You don't need to mic the toaster, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's true. Well, he has pickups, Bob. He has humbuckers.
That's a, look at that.
Once again, is that a four slicer? I can't see.
This is a two slice toaster.
Right.
I got excited. I thought that was for the bagels back there.
We can always dream.
Okay.
This is my escalator to purgatory.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is it tuned? Is it in tune?
In tune, yeah.
Yeah, Bob tuned it for him. But he turned down the
volume. Yeah, Bob turned it off already. Okay, here we go. All around the country, coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag, I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast. Yeah, ghost! I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot to get toast. Yeah, ghost! Ghost! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! For many years now, I've been a booster for the browning of the bread inside a Tooster. If it gets burnt, I just start hollering. Because don't you know I'm black toast intolerant? Burnt toast! Beep, beep, beep! Smoky toast! Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Enhant croissant et Chevy Corvette. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oui, Marie, bag, bonsoir! French toast! French toast! In Chicago or in
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Every wow. time!
On Bob and Tom.
Yeah, toast! Yeah! Toast!
Yeah!
Right. Ladies and gentlemen. The genius of Heywood Banks.
You have to see it live. That's all there is to it.
On Twitter. On Twitter. Don't forget on Twitter.
Twitter, Heywood Banks.
Okay, thank you very much. Now it's time for us to pick the tool of the week.
Ah, we're out of time.
We don't have a lot of time.
Tool of the week.
Thank you very much. That was a premature tour.
Who are the candidates?
I don't know. Who's the biggest tool in the news this week? What do you think?
What do you think, Josh?
What do we have? I don't remember.
I don't either.
There were some.
Not a one. Was this the week that they sent up that disco ball star thing that fell and it?
They sent out. It was called the disco spacecraft thing.
Disco ball.
It was ruining all kinds of astronomical observations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't it plummeting to the earth this week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the Chinese space lab. That's coming down.
Well, I thought
down
that was coming down also.
They both are, yeah.
Yeah, they both. But the disco ball's going to burn up. The Chinese lab you could hit you on the head.
You could get hit by that one.
Nice.
Yeah. Although if it lands in the United States, there's going to be a huge tariff on it.
How about Ed Sheeran for...
Anybody read the paper?
Oh, yeah.
Ed Sheeran?
How about Ed Sheeran?
No, I love Ed Sheeran.
Interrupting our National Football League season.
No, I don't...
All right, with his red hair.
How about the weatherman for making it rain on opening day?
There we go.
We're back. Okay.
The rain. So the rain
I don't think
the
it's
tool.
The weatherman. It's Mother Nature.
No, be quiet. Rain, blame the weatherman and women.
Mother Nature is our tool of the week.
And it's not nice to tool Mother Nature. More stuff next. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Wow.
My God in heaven.
Somebody turned my headphones down.
Wow.
We are live, of course, at the Mobile Napa Auto Parts Studios. Actually, we're at Jack Cincinnati Casino. And we've had a great time this morning. Thanks so much, everybody, for getting up early and coming on out here.
Yes, thank you.
Opening baseball day in Cincinnati. The official season opened yesterday, of course. A little bit of rain. So this is kind of a rain delay. Great guests all morning long. Thank you very much. One of those guests is still here with us. Of course, Bob is here. Special treat.
Woo! Bobby!
And... father of two, husband of
one.
One.
Just checking.
Yes.
It's Augie Smith. I've never asked you something, Augie. I know that you're.
Thank you,
hi,
everybody.
Augie.
Thank you.
I know you're from Montana,
yes,
and I know that you're a gunslinger. But what? Seriously, I've never asked. What jobs did you have prior to becoming a comedian?
my first ever job when I was a teenager, I washed dishes at Red Robin, and it's not as glamorous as it sounds.
Yo.
Oh, really?
And,
okay.
No, really.
Like a lot of young men, I hated my job, so what I would do is I would drink before I went into work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember one day I went in and the manager's like, hey, you've been drinking. And I said, I have to drink. You guys drug test me.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew I needed a career in entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I
will never be drug tested here.
Nice. Fascinating story. What else? Did you ever like paint houses or?
I went from I washed dishes and then I parked cars and then I drove across the country spreading joy. Ah. That is the story of my life.
Whose car were you driving? One of the guys.
I would spend $500 on a car. I would drive it till it would blow up. And then I would put my thumb out and I'd go to the next town. And that's how I got to know America. Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
From the ground. From the ground. Not like these liberal elites. Am I right?
You're right, Augie.
Which is why we're going to support Augie Smith all weekend at Indianapolis Crackers, if you happen to. If you love America, then you'll come out.
You get on
and
get
on. If you don't,
nice
then
car.
We know where you stand with this country.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever put the baby seats in your car? Or have you tried that?
I get that's the thing now. So I'm Mr. Domestic Guy, with driving around with the kids all day. And so I was single for a very long time. I didn't even get married till my 40s. And I believe in being friends with my exes. Now my wife does not believe that I should be friends with my exes.
Okay.
I try to, and this is all going somewhere, I promise. I try to be an engaged father, but you can't always, you can't watch them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you give them your phone or your iPad. And sometimes what they'll do is get on your Facebook page, go to your ex-girlfriend's page, and like their photos from the lake like 3 years ago.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Kids.
Is the way that I explained it to my wife. So if she asks,
good
you guys
know.
Were there.
It was
all
the
right.
Kiddies.
It was the girl.
Mr. McGee, we have to review many of the things we learned on today's show right now. We have a limited period of time.
Things we learned brought to you by Grainger, the products and services you need when you need them. Grainger's got your back to help keep your facility running. Grainger for the ones that get it done. Things we learned will be Monday.
Thank you very much. Well, we learned a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We learned that Augie needs to get a new password.
Yes.
Yes.
We just
1, 2, 3, 4 is not that.
We learned
that he's a crime fighter, yeah.
We learned that Marty Brenneman will be broadcasting this season for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes.
Baseball fans, be sure to tune in. We learned that Bob has been playing a little bit of golf and has synthesized all of the boys' golf terms into one great song.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. We learned that Drew Hastings is writing a book, and it looks like it's going to be terrific. We learned that Haywood Banks will be on the road. He doesn't know where or when.
Nor do we.
Please please examine if he has some kind of social media.
Right.
And we learned that Bob is alive and well and very healthy. Thank you for coming,
yeah.
Bob.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Bob. Yes.
And have we forgotten anybody?
Can't miss opening day.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you also, of course, to Fox 92.5 here in Cincinnati. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I've been usurped as the number one beard in the room. Look at this.
Is a beard, DJ.
We've been joined by comedian DJ Dangler, who's trying to show us what would Jesus look like if he hit 50 hard.
No.
Hard. Rock star Elvis Jesus. I like
Santa.
The idea.
Santa. He looks like Santa.
Looks like a young Santa.
Well, yeah.
The 17 years from 33 to 50. He partied the hell out of it.
Yeah, nobody knows about Kris Kringle's behind the music phase.
Yes.
It's rough.
We need to get to that. DJ Dangler, and that really is your name.
That's the one they...
And what's your brother's?
I've got a big brother named Peter Dangler. Peter Dangler. Yeah. I believe he is a clown serial killer somewhere in the South. I don't know.
Peter Dangler.
Boy, your parents have a great sense of humor, don't they?
It was, yeah.
They didn't realize that would be a porno name?
I don't think they thought it through, man. I think they were like, he'll be charming and tall. That'll be enough to see him through.
Wow. Is he charming and tall?
No, he's neither one of those things. He's a little angry guy, but
he's his middle
little
name,
angry guy.
Well, you know why
Thrust?
He's angry?
Yeah,
it
makes
name.
Sense.
Peter
yeah.
Thrust Dangler.
That's his middle name, Thrust. Though,
yeah.
Oh no, I said that.
Hard Dangler, pounding.
The Dangler party, of two, Dangler.
Oh, yeah. They must think you're killing. You're kidding him when you say I'd like my reservation for Dangler.
We have had. I had a brother-in-law try to page him at an airport, and they were like, "Shut up, kid." And I think that's a fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to page Peter Dangler.
And they were like, try a little harder there, sport.
But, harder Dangler. Peter Harder Dangler.
I like it that you went Sling Blade with him for no reason.
Now, we have some interesting stuff
like
in the world of
hairy
news.
Woman.
We have Christy Lee with a series of interesting stories about bird attacks.
Remember from my Super Bowl party, the ill-fated Super Bowl party? When only five or six people, I lost a duck. There was a dead duck at the front door. And we evidently figured that an owl. We
an
talked
owl
about
attacked it,
like a week after and said everybody out.
You know, it was a headless duck, right?
Yeah, no head on the duck. None.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, minks were, I think, were the prime
suspect.
Was
that a mink?
Yeah.
You sure it was an owl first? And the, oh, yeah,
and then I
Christy,
saw a mink in the road
yeah,
the other day.
Yeah, Christy said she saw a mink.
He was missing his head?
I swear I did.
Yeah. Like it forgot to duck?
Like you can spot a mink.
Yes. Like you can spot a mink.
It looks like a skunk without a stripe on its back.
The point is, we had a story about a wedding in which probably Harry Potter fans. They,
no,
I just
they didn't
saw
look
the video.
Like they were Harry Potter fans. Yeah,
that's judgy.
They weren't they dressed did. Like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Well, who else at their wedding has an owl?
Who wouldn't? It's cool.
No, it's ridiculous. Why not actually focus on the couple than have the sideshow? Hey, did you go to Mindy and John's wedding? They had a bear. God, it was great. I didn't
come lumbering down
the ring bear.
I think they got married. I was watching the bear the whole time.
Dangler had it. It's the ring bear. There you go.
I mean, the owl only flew in to drop the rings off and flew back out. It wasn't.
Let's face it. The internet and cell phones with cameras is ruining everything.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Everything has to become a stunt now. You can't just have a proposal.
I want my video to go
viral.
With
two people in love. Well, I'm ready to pop the question. Is the 7 camera shoot ready? Do you have the camel and the enema bags? Okay, here we go.
Let me ask you this about weddings. When I get married,
yes.
I would like to have no wedding party at all.
Mm-hmm.
She's never going to agree to that, is she?
Depends who you marry.
What do you mean, no
I have
wedding
a friend
party?
Who's a wedding...
No best man, no groomsmen.
I had a wedding...
Oh, you can do that. but you're not allowed to tell her anything.
I have a friend who was a wedding photographer. She just shot a wedding on Saturday, and they had nobody in their wedding party. It was just the two of them. They were in a bar.
Because I don't want to put anybody in that, what I consider to be a rude position.
Well, you're already being rude. Chick and I are already pissed that we're not groomsmen. Aren't you pissed?
Yeah.
No, I thought I was your friend. I say it's keeping the black
man
down.
And you have two brothers, so who do you pick as your best man?
I have three brothers.
Oh, that's right. Three brothers.
But my youngest brother at his wedding had none of us as part of the wedding party, and it was the best gift we've ever gotten from him. We didn't have to be apart. We didn't
really?
Because it's all just...
I'm not talking to you. Best man should be your dad, Larry.
I'm not speaking.
He was a groomsman for my youngest brother.
Okay, well, but I'm offended. I don't know about you, Christy. Yeah,
well, I wouldn't be a groomsman.
You could be the ring bearer. You come in on a skateboard, do some kind of stunt.
I could do that.
How about I make you an usher?
Could
you see Tom as an usher?
Seat yourself. I'm busy.
Seat yourself. I'm very busy.
No, I'm sorry. You can't sit on the bride's side. We have too many people over there. You need to make this even. No.
Look who just walked in.
Josh, trust me. You have absolutely no say.
All right. Well, that's fine.
The way to start is going, hey, whatever you want, go for it.
Okay.
There's no point even trying. We have a couple more interesting stories from the world of animals. We've got a couple really happy stories, but do you have the one about the police cat? I thought this was so funny.
Michigan Police Department is getting a police cat after making a wager on Twitter. On the March 6th, the Troy Police Department tweeted, quote, trying to broker this deal now. If we get 10,000 followers by April, we want a police cat. After the department reached the following quota yesterday morning, they tweeted a celebratory gif of a cat DJing, along with the hashtag, we're getting a police cat. Sergeant Megan Lehman said, we're going to work with the Humane Society to find us a cat. We plan to use the cat to bring awareness to shelters and help other cats to find homes. This is in Troy, Michigan.
Happy, sweet story.
Yes.
So the cat will just, I'm sure it'll be like a desk cat. It's just going to stay in the police station. It's not going to
go out
like
on
a canine
calls.
Dog,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Josh, yeah, they're going to give it a shotgun. And,
well, they have police dogs that actually go on cases and things.
We call it Pussy Patrol.
Oh, boy.
Police cat starring in Pussy Patrol.
I like to think the cat's real angry and not going to be sidled with some desk job. He's like, I want to be out on that street.
And the captain's going to come in and go, I'm going to give you 48 hours to come in.
I'd like to think that the cat is the captain.
Your gun in your bag.
That's progressive. That.
I didn't go to the academy to be sitting on a desk purring.
Your gun in your badge.
Wow.
And the first thing the cat does, he's captain. First thing he does, fire the canine units.
Yes. You're out.
I hate dogs. Because you know how much cats love riding in cars.
Not.
He said, kidding.
I'm just
Not.
Thinking about how excited I would be, like, if they're like, we're going to bring the police cat around to see if there's anything in your car. And I'm like, I got this. We're going to be, today's a good day for me.
Yeah. Cats don't like cars, and they don't like being dragged into strangers' homes.
Mm-mm. They usually don't even like you.
Yeah, this is cool though. I'm glad that the they're gonna have a kitty at the police station. That sounds
like Catman Dude doing Ace.
Oh God,
she's annoying. But
all right,
Ace adopted a kitty and named it Cat. Oh, you named it Mandu.
Mandu,
sorry,
because it's Catman.
It's Catman Dude, but
it's a cat.
Do you regret getting her?
Mandu.
No, no. She enjoys watching TV a lot. I've noticed.
Well, good.
Well, that's good, right?
Perfect for you.
Yeah. So do you. That's perfect.
More of a security guard position, more than an active officer, but still doing her part.
Now, there was that scrotal attack we heard about. So I assume you're wearing no longer wearing loose shorts.
I keep things covered.
Okay.
Yeah, that's smart.
Well, you should have kept things covered in the first place, you freak.
In Ace's case, by the way,
it's
sub knee length.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Real
elastic.
Do we have... nice
we all back. Love our pets, right? But how much do you love your pet? A 17-year-old cat in Baltimore can add an additional life to his allotted 9 after his owner shelled out $19,000 for a life-saving kidney transplant.
Wow.
Once again, the cat is 17.
You can give a kidney to a cat?
Apparently.
I didn't know that.
I did not donate mine. I don't know who did.
Presumably, it's
I would imagine
a
cat did. Yeah,
I guess it's a cat kidney. I'm going to go out on a limb here. No, I wasn't a biology major.
If you're a rich cat owner, can you go through and pick cats and
get to the head of the line?
And get to the head of the line and rip a kidney out of a poor cat.
Do a Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
a private jet can quick liver.
Put the cat in a tub of ice in Brooklyn. Is that what's going
to
happen?
Betsy Boyd, a part-time professor at the University of Baltimore, said she was devastated to learn last November that her cat Stanley was suffering from renal insufficiency and likely had only months left to live.
This is super sad.
Boyd said she and her husband decided to use the $19,000 they'd been saving for a new car
to pay
for a kidney transplant.
Sorry, Mittens. Hit the bricks.
Yeah.
I think we need to find out what kind of mileage they get on that cat.
Not much.
Not much.
17 years old.
If they get two more years, I'd be surprised.
Yes. This was a poor investment. I hate to say it. A poor investment.
You know, what am I saying? I don't know what the number would be if one of my dogs would need something. I don't know what it would be. I don't think it would be $19,000.
Well,
I think that'd be too high.
I can tell you what it costs to get a Nylabone stuck in your dog's belly out.
Well, but
it's upwards of $6,000.
That's too high. I think $6,000 would be too high.
You do?
I think $2,500 would be my limit.
Absolutely.
Oh, really? I'm shocked by it. I really am shocked by that.
Unless it's Ruby.
You now, would sell your dearest Redskins doll to save your dog.
I would have thought.
What's your most? Hang on a second. What's your most valuable Redskins toy?
My most valuable?
Yeah.
Art Monk shoes, probably.
Okay. You'd sell them to save your dog.
Well.
I know you would.
If it was Ruby, yeah, I would.
I could argue.
This is a tough.
Stupid.
This
monkey.
Is a subject that has no good ending.
It's tough.
$19,000 for
you've answered it. Yours is $6,000.
No, that's what I had to pay.
I don't want to tell you your vet ripped you off. But
second thought, third thought.
This is mean, like a foreign game show. Mean, like this is one of the saddest.
Welcome
auctions
to
ever.
How much would you pay to keep your pet alive?
I had a similar situation, and I paid $2,000.
It depends where the thing is lodged. Apparently, they had to essentially what's the word I'm looking for when you splay out an entire animal from chin to bowel.
Yeah.
Wow.
You must really like that dog.
But it's dead now, right?
No.
Oh, he's still alive?
Yeah. Oh, I had it done twice. One of them ate a nylabone. The other one ate a tennis ball. Yeah, never get a nylabone. They are not digestible.
Do you go buy the one that costs $6,000 and look at him and go,
Yep. Uh-huh.
No, he's still
you
an
owe
idiot.
Me.
He's still
could
an
he
idiot.
Got a pool table.
He's still an idiot.
Yeah.
I had to pour, hydrogen peroxide down his throat last week to get a sock out of his... That's what you're supposed to... I'm not kidding. Google it. Please,
next time, tell somebody we'll bring a video crew. Please.
I'm serious. You take hydrogen peroxide, pour it down your dog's throat, and cough up the sock.
I would love to have seen that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Jumbo Rihanna, man.
Hey, Jumbo.
Oh, my gosh. I just heard Chick say that he would pay $2,500 to save an animal's life. And your timing is impeccable, Chick. I need $2,500. You saved my life.
No, what do you need, a new
Jumbo,
liver?
I was talking about my dogs.
I got a bookie on my ass, and he's going to kill me. I owe him 25 large,
uh-oh.
And I need you to just give me that money. You'll save my life. It's perfect.
You know what, Jumbo? You got it. Anything, buddy.
Sweet.
I say we do a Kickstarter program.
I'm going to need it in cash because I don't have a checking account.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to not put it in a wallet because I don't have thumbs.
Where do you...
we couldn't open that wallet.
Where do you carry your cash?
Huh? In my trunk, dumbass.
Well, that's why you sound so stuffed up.
I've already got $1,500 saved up here, but...
Yeah, if he puts his wallet down, he speaks clear as a bell.
Oh, okay, so you owe four. You needed the extra $2,500.
Can you just clear your side? Take the money out of your trunk for just one
all
second.
All right, let me look around, make sure nobody's here. It's going to steal anything.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
All right, anyway, that's what I was saying. I could really use $2,500.
Hang up the phone.
We're going to do this until we get it right.
No, seriously. Really?
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up.
Doug Stanhope is here with us. We have a quick phone call. Actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is from someone who aspires to be the Doug Stanhope of life in general.
Yeah?
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm Ernest Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
You're crazy, Stanhope, man.
Hey.
I got a bunch of your tapes and stuff. Hey, you know Joe Emmert?
No. No.
Your mommy will have Santa help because he's crazy. He's funny as you are, man. I swear to God he is. You just got to be around him more, you know. He ain't real funny as quick as you are, but he's funny and stuff, man.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's got a big heart, man. Do anything for anybody. Great guy, man. I can't wait till he gets out. Hey,
yeah, me too. Yeah.
Did you guys do the trick-or-treating thing last night?
Oh, yeah. Had a blast.
You go around with your kids?
Yeah, I sure did.
I did it at the Holiday Inn. Didn't work so good.
You're crazy, man. I swear to God, that's funny, man.
Hey, were you passing out candy, Donnie?
Yeah, I had to stay home last night because of probation and stuff. But man, you know what? I don't understand it, man. Kids all got the same costume nowadays. What happened, man?
What do you mean?
I mean, nobody's creative. Everybody's doing the same stuff. I've seen at least 15 of them Dora the Builder costumes, you know?
Uh-huh.
That little Mexican girl with a Dutch boy haircut.
Yeah.
There was this one kid, though. He came up to the door dressed up like Elvis, man. I swear to God he did, man. I was like, you ain't even old enough to know who Elvis is anyways. He's all nervous. He's like, trick or treat. And I was like, what do you want, candy or painkillers? I said it right to his mom's face, man. We split the difference. I put some Skittles in a pill bottle for
nice.
Him, man.
That's nice.
That kid's going places. His mom was hot, too, man. Halloween's easy. You know, most of these kids can't even see with them big masks on.
I know. Yeah.
It's kind of dangerous. And they don't know what you're giving away. They'd come up to the porch, you know, just kind of waiting to hear if something hit the bag, you know, because they couldn't see anything.
Uh-huh.
I went through like two boxes of wet naps and sugar packets last night. I swear to God I did. I got at least 14 new flashlights at home now, too.
Really?
Yeah, I kept telling small fries they had to give them up to get the candy.
Nice.
Care, man, as long as something hits the bag, they'll give you anything. I got one kid to give me his mom's cell phone number. And about 7:30, some mom got up in my face because my boat was blocking the sidewalk and stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, what is this, Donnie, a boat or a roadblock? I was like, well, why don't you hop in? We'll make it a pork vessel. I'll drop anchor on you. Soccer mom. Kids kept coming through the yard, too, so finally I put some 10-pound test fishing line from the mailbox up to the gas grill on the front porch.
Yeah.
Stop kids from cutting through, man. We had a 15-kid pile-up of Power Rangers, man. And one blind ninja that didn't make it.
That'll happen.
You know, guess me, man, our kids are too old to trick or treat. They just won't give it up. You know, them kids are like, drive up your door, man, that deep voice, trick or treat, man.
Uh-huh.
I always tell them, nice acne there, Dracula. Your face looks like the cheese on a school pizza. Why don't you get some Oxy-10s anyways, man? Hell, even I quit when I was 19, man.
You did.
At some point, you got to give it up and stuff, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Shut the phone now, Donnie. You shut up, Randy. Why don't you check out my sack for some candy?
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have, speaking of queens, I mean, that's not going to work.
Here's
going
to go in
alphabetical
Dangler.
Order.
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
Speaking of queens, she's the queen of the news. It's Christy Lee. Let's go in alphabetical order. Beyond that, there's, let's see, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's Ace. There's Chick. There's DJ, there's Josh, there's Christy with a K, and then
we're
me.
There you go. In order again.
How does that always happen?
It's
our
weird,
guest
isn't
seems
it?
To fit.
I don't know.
Between Chick and Josh.
I'm glad it happens. I don't know. Are there other adults out there that cannot remember the alphabet?
Oh, I'm sure.
You give me two letters, unless it's like a Z and an A. I don't know where they go without going A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Let's try this quick quiz. I'll name a letter. And all right, so Chick, I'll do this with you.
Okay.
You have to, as quickly as you can, name the following letter.
Okay.
K.
L.
Oh, that was pretty fast.
That was.
Christy, P.
Q.
Q. Well,
I'm gonna pick
wait.
Q.
No. I'm asking you to pee. It turns me off.
We rehearsed that in the hallway. Much better.
We did not rehearse.
There's another game, you know. I say a letter and you say the word afterward.
Okay.
So, like you've got, for example.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Now.
Let me guess. C.
Word.
That's,
I'm sorry. I just was looking at my notes
so
here.
Ridiculous.
The game is over.
And
we have comedian DJ Dangler here with us.
But hey, DJ.
DJ, it's good to see you, but thanks for coming. We have something I want to get to first. We keep promising the goat thing.
A city in Canada is now hiring a goat coordinator. Edmonton is looking for an employee to oversee the Goat Works pilot program, which is actually the city's official weed-eating herd. This employee will be responsible for looking after the herd's health, coordinating with volunteer shepherds, and organizing meet and bleat events for the public.
Meet and bleat.
Bleat. Okay.
But this is one of those things where they get what?
$34 an hour.
Whoa. Well, it should. I mean, this is essentially a veterinary.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
Hauling goats around. Goat so boss. You go to some, what is it, freeway, it fence it off, and they go and eat all the grass in the
Come
middle
on,
of the...
Come on, goats. Yeah. Here we go. Come on, goats.
Come on, goats. Come on, that's, goats. Yeah, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. $34 an hour.
By the way, I did see the one thing. No office romances, by the way.
Hey!
I want to keep that clear.
It's so funny.
Well, from what I hear, it gets lonely out there.
So you can be a goat... herder, huh?
A shepherd.
Goat boss.
But no sheep for the shepherd.
No.
Just goats. Goats and sheep are different, right?
I can never goat.
Yeah, they are different.
Yeah, they're very different.
Yes.
Not that different. What is a sheep? What sound does a sheep make?
If I put a goat and a sheep in a room, you don't know the difference between the two?
Yeah, the sheep are the ones that have the big fuzzy fur, right?
The wool, yes.
The wool, thank you. Goats have...
Goat hair.
Okay.
I don't know what goat hair is.
I don't know
called.
Much. I mean, is there a lot of. Are goats different than sheep when it comes to handling them? I assume that they're relatively similar. They have hooves, right?
No, goats are real uppity. That's a fact. Goats
Now, you grew up on a farm.
I grew up in farm country, not on a farm.
Okay. So, you're familiar with goats.
I feel like. Like this sounds real judgy, but I feel like goats have more personality.
I agree.
Sheep.
They kind of do.
Yeah, goats are more individuals. Sheep are just like that's why they call them a flock of sheep.
They kiss back.
Yeah. Sheep are super docile. That's why they have such reputations.
Yeah.
Speaking of reputations,
you can't trust.
I'd like to ruin yours. I was just sent this note through the magic of electronic communications. Okay. It says your guest DJ Dangler performed at a nudist colony. Naked.
I did.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I went. I don't think it was fair because it was like my first time there.
Right.
And I was like the biggest, fattest person in the room. And I don't think it's right that I had to get the most naked.
That doesn't seem
no.
Right.
Now, unfair.
So your audience was not completely naked?
No, they were all naked. There's just more of me because I'm huge.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I would be. Did you?
Tommy,
it was only
Tommy.
Weird for me. Everybody else in the room was completely okay with it.
I mean, Tommy's the combination. What if your jokes weren't working?
That would have been terrible. If I'm bombing
would you just,
naked,
you think this isn't funny? Look at this.
Yeah, that was. It is hard because you've always got as like your last ditch effort.
I'll
You're
say
like,
it
well,
was
I'll
hard.
Drop my pants. Yeah, it was like opening with your closer, if you will.
Tom, is there any way you'd do that?
No, that's horrifying.
Hey, you guys are on the. I think we should just say we're all naked right now. Let's just
Tom
spread
would
the
never
illusion.
Be naked
so,
in front of
I
people.
Mean, are these are the?
He won't even be naked in front of himself.
Were the people sitting in chairs or?
Yeah, they were all.
Do they have towels on them?
Nope. They most of them were
so
all.
So their ass matter is hugging the.
A little bit, yeah. A lot of lice. Super clean. Very.
Did you say
friendly
a lot of lice?
People. Lysol was. I was going to finish it.
Oh, okay, Lysol.
Big difference.
Yeah, you're right. Way different.
Big
difference. They were lousy.
I hear butt lice. I am out of the. I am off the farm.
I don't think I've ever heard butt lice, but okay.
You know, it's funny because it's the only time you ever hear the word colony, except preceded by the word leper.
Yeah, pretty
or
much
ant.
It.
Or ant.
Nudist colony or leper colony or I guess ant colony.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. Yeah.
Swiss colony.
Bee.
Roanoke,
because you're trying to prove
I'm sorry,
me wrong.
Everybody's just trying to
I'm
prove
trying to
wrong,
I'm
man.
Trying to bring in the delightfulness of a leper colony to his hunk about being naked, and you're bringing up other colonies.
Swiss
okay,
colony
fine.
Is totally valid.
Swiss yeah, colony. Man. What is the Swiss colony?
Isn't that like a wine place? Or
yeah,
Swiss, place
Swiss colony.
No,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
DJ, did you alter your set of jokes a little bit since you were standing there naked?
A lot of my stuff about how gross and hairy I am kind of hit a little harder because they knew I wasn't making stuff up.
Did you know before you got there that you would be asked to be naked?
It was an option.
Okay.
Like it was one of those like they presented it and then I was like, well, I'm not going to be called a chicken. So, yeah.
I see.
So that was it. That was exactly.
Were there other people on the bill with you that chose to be?
Nope, I was the only one.
The only one there.
And you were,
did you have an opener?
I did.
And you did do this completely naked.
Yeah, full. They let me keep my glasses on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah.
I did that. So
they didn't call you a chicken, did they?
No,
mention
they
any other.
They were all for
like term.
They were the friendliest people. It was like they were so.
Sure.
They were so friendly. It was suspicious. Yeah.
Did you? Are you seeing a lady right now? Do you have a special friend of some sort?
I'm not.
Okay,
no.
So because that would be awkward to explain to her.
I think anybody who would be dating a dude like me would expect it. Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, DJ was naked in front of a bunch of strangers, and they were like, oh, were they okay with it? Would be her only
question. We should explain. You look like a blondish, slightly chubby Karl Marx.
All right, I'll take – that's a better –
What?
I don't get nice compliments. Like, that's a better compliment than I'm used to.
The glasses, the ultra-thick, long beard, kind of balding, longish hair, like your one last desperate attempt to be cool.
No, that's not what it looks
like. That's pretty fair.
It's a good beard.
I get a lot of like
partial compliments. No, the beard is great.
Yeah,
no,
the beard's great, but
you're fading
attached
big
to
time
bad.
On top. Yeah. Yeah.
You are the meanest human on the planet.
This is radio. I'm trying to explain to our...
It's a cultivated
now,
look
I have
I'm going
seen you,
for.
I have seen you on an earlier occasion with a lady, and she was super attractive.
I do, but I think...
How you do very well.
Yeah, I think beautiful women look at me, and they're like, that guy would be a lot of fun to gain weight with. And that's my in. Boom. I'm there. I'm right there.
Slam.
Yeah. Like, you're right. Hey, you looking to coast downhill? I can do that.
Yeah, you look like you can make a brisket.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, that guy's going to finish. I can order whatever I want and not. Yeah.
Now, without being mean here, I'm trying to remember from the last time you were here. Am I correct in saying?
You've been mean since he got here.
I invited him here.
Yeah, so I can take it.
We're kind of like friends.
Yeah, we're as close as I get.
He's friends with one of my sons, so I've got to be nice to him. Am I correct in saying you're like a big weed guy? Like
yeah, you wouldn't be wrong saying that.
You like
to
smoke the so-called blunts, the reefer, the pot, the hemp, the 13.
Yeah.
The 13.
The rope.
The hemp.
The rope.
Well, I help educate me here because it's been a while.
I've gotten to do a lot of neat stuff with it. I've gotten to tell some jokes at like some weed conventions.
Oh, holy hell.
That's more fun than this. Yeah, that's better than being here.
More fun than this.
Now, is the audience at a weed convention, are they all high?
No, I'll tell you, they are not who you expect. It's almost always a bunch of like marijuana grandmas. If they they're like the friendliest people in the world. It's not a bunch of kids. They're at home
scared.
Are
you seeing a lot of like businessmen types at these things
more
now?
More and more every time. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and like they're getting good at their weird stuff. They make everything. Like weed food. I had weed coffee. The last time that's awesome for like when you need to not get stuff done in a hurry.
So it's
weed coffee.
So it's caffeinated, but it has the what is it,
a lot
the
of it.
THC.
So what are you doing today? Nothing. Aggressively. That's what I'm doing today.
Do high audiences laugh a lot?
Not as much as you would think. You get a whole lot of like head nods, like it's jazz music. Like, I like this. I mean, I'm not gonna move my hands because.
I want to get back to the marijuana infused coffee. The best part of waking up is going back to bed. Yeah. I have not heard of that.
It's fantastic.
It has the active ingredient of marijuana in the coffee.
Yes.
So one would think it would be counterproductive, but I guess it's a different thing. I don't know.
I think they probably put it in the sugar, and then they put the sugar in the coffee.
Deliver the medicine to your system? Are you a smoker? Do you take
whatever they're offering? Really? Like normally, I would say the food doesn't work great. Like the food is different. Like you metabolize it differently, so bigger people need more. And I'm a bigger dude. Like I can remember I split a piece of cake with a lady one time, and like 20 minutes later, I was like, man, I'm really feeling that like Adult Swim is making perfect sense. I'm pretty. And then she's like, hey, the soda pop's too loud. So you got to be careful with the food. But I'm more of a primary source guy.
Hmm. Do you prefer smoking the pot?
I think so. Yeah.
Do you the so-called blunts?
No.
Because you strike me as being the kind of guy that if I were to go to your apartment or your house, you would have some really elaborate bong.
Yeah, I look like a tinker. I have that. We were talking about having
like,
that.
With like four hoses and on the end of each one is a naked woman.
You would be wrong, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's what you have. Like I think I have a homeless professor or a educated caveman look.
Mm-hmm.
I never get an all the way compliment. People will say things like, "You look like if a possum was a millionaire." That's not. I mean, it's like a compliment, but that's not. You look like Zeus, but like a pill addicted Zeus. That's not a friendly thing to say to a person. That's a
Zeus on Oxy.
Yeah.
So I want to get back to your performing naked at the nudist colony.
Yeah.
Was it indoors or outdoors?
Indoors. Thank goodness. It was very cold.
Now, it
that
most,
is wigging you out, isn't it?
It is wigging you out.
I have a couple tactical questions. Was there a I was going to say a dressing room. No, I guess it would be an undressing room.
An undressing room, yeah. There was a little green room, very friendly. And
so you didn't go out on stage clothed and then take them off one at a time?
To a song?
That would have felt trampy. No. No, I just walked out.
Did you take some extra care to do some extra cleaning before...
Did a little grooming.
A little grooming. You know.
I felt like I should give them the on.
The real DJ.
Nobody there was going to care. Wouldn't it be weird if I was better groomed? Like, if I was to show up with some manscaping and this beard running wild, I think I'd look like a lunatic.
Ah, okay. So then the fact that you don't cut your beard, is that
indicative?
That's recreated everywhere else in your body?
I just gave up the fight, if that means. Mm-hmm. I realized a few years ago, any girl who's into me is not going to be put off by hairy back. Does it, like, any girl who's like, I'm kind of interested in this, that's, yeah, that'd be on brand.
Did you, when you got off stage, did you put your clothes back on or
did
you stay naked?
Nope, I did. And I walked around a little while with my jacket. I kind of Porky Pigged it, if that makes sense.
Just that's
your
great.
Jacket. Just my jacket.
That is great.
Yeah, that's what I did. After my show, I put it on, you know.
Sure.
Classy.
Like a gentleman, yeah.
No. Yes. This is true. I don't know if I'm allowed to. This is kind of funny. I think it's funny. At the nudist colony, people wear a lot of fancy hats.
Oh, do they?
Kind of a fun, goofy thing. I don't know if that's always true, but yeah, makes perfect sense.
Do they keep their wallets in there?
No. The person I was with was trying to sell stuff, and nobody had any money on them. It was such a like, I didn't think this through. That's so weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be all inclusive.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. The weirdest part, like I said, it was weird. Going on stage was weird. Like sitting there, like in the position to walk up, was super awkward. Once I got there and like made a joke and they laughed, I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be." But I have a couple of jokes where like I kick real high or move around, and that was weird because I realized I don't think I've ever done a high kick naked. Does that make like I've never. I've never moved around a whole lot.
And I assume there's
fully new.
I assume there's a no cell phone camera rule of some sort.
Lax, but yeah.
Oh, so
where would they put them? They don't have a wall.
There's exactly
they don't have a pocket.
But they were not. They weren't hard. They were so friendly and laid back.
DJ got a standing ovation.
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up next. For those of you who always need something extra. Well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's Ace, that's Chick, that's Josh. This is Tom. The lady of the house is the lovely Christy Lee. And, of course, we're celebrating Joe Day.
No, Joe Day was yesterday.
Chick today won't stop talking about it.
Today is something on a stick day.
Joe
Remember?
On a stick?
Oh, some Joey on a stick? Some nice kangaroo meat?
What's your favorite thing on a stick?
A fudgesicle.
What?
That's a fair answer.
I would say
it's not.
Yeah,
I would say
is.
that Thai chicken stuff.
Satay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't chicken you order it like this, though? I'll have the chicken satay. Don't you do that?
It's like Chardet, right? There's
No, it's S-A-T-A-Y.
Oh, it is? I had no idea. I thought today was so it's not Joe Day?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
It's things on
called all my Joe friends.
How many Joe friends do you have?
Joe Schmo, Joe Blow, Joe College.
Joe College.
Joe Dirt.
Joe Cool.
Joe Cool. Hey, they're just a bunch of average Joes.
G.I. Joe.
Hang out with. Oh, my God.
A bunch of average Joes.
Ace, please shout out Joe Mama.
Now, does National Joe Day mean coffee?
That's fair, right? I didn't say that.
Hey, look,
yes, you did.
No, hey, when it's National Dick Day, we'll ask you to talk.
That is so funny coming out of you.
Remember the great Tim Wilson song where he has all the same name over and over and over and lists all the...
George?
Yeah, George.
George. Oh, God, I love that song. Maybe we can dig that one up. We have.
But it's not George Day, it's Joe Day.
No, it's not. Yesterday was. For all we know, today could be George
could
Day,
be.
But we won't find out until tomorrow when Chick reads about it.
You're a funny guy.
We could just make it George Day. Why
yeah,
not?
I guess we could. You know what? Today's George Day.
We find out.
I say we make it Chick Day. People call up and say how much they love me. Or not.
It's all about you.
Well, we've got 4 hours to fill.
Oh,
I know, buddy.
Dave Dyer's 2 hours away. Okay? Or maybe it's four. I'm not sure.
Well, we'll move on. who decides, by the way, these days? This is
the National Day Council.
The day people.
Who are they?
I don't know.
They're a clearinghouse to declare national days. I'm sure that there's some sort of money that has to change hands. Uh-huh.
So what happened to Joe Day? I don't understand.
It came and went.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Here's what happened. You know how I read things and jump to conclusions? You remember my 2000...
Here, I'll be you for a second.
17...
You know how I never pay attention, and while you guys are talking, I'm looking at the internet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. We've just been joined by Mark from our staff.
Today was actually Weed Appreciation Day.
Oh, really?
But it was so stupid, I refused to print it for Christy.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Is this weed?
Because
like dandelions, weeds in your yard.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Not like marijuana weed.
Not like weed.
Oh,
so maybe Joe isn't about coffee if they want National Weed Day.
That's
you, Mark.
Who appreciates dandelions?
Oh, my gosh. You didn't like dandelions as a
kid? Okay, it's not dandelions.
It's not dandelions.
Look at all these dandelions.
They're all dressed up.
They're so
savage.
Dandelions is what Oscar Wilde sees at the zoo.
Fierce. They're fierce.
That is a great line.
Dandy, fierce lion.
It's a dandelion.
Thanks, Oscar.
You didn't like dandelions when you were a kid? You'd make
the ones that
possibly the worst Rolling Stones song ever.
Oh,
did you ever hear that song Dandelion by
the
Stones?
Were you ever a kid?
Suck.
No. Is there a song called Dandelion Wine?
Do you have a special day that you'd like to be recognized, that you'd like to have recognized annually? How about a unique product or service? Having your own national day or month can bring you, your company, or cause special recognition.
Oh, chick, we've got to have a national chick day.
Here's what we do. A press release stating the new designation.
Yeah, well, you read that or we'll listen to this crappy song.
Mother.
Prince of the Bigger Man.
Never heard it.
I don't like that. I don't like Mother's a Little Helper. I don't like Paint It Black. Those Stone songs are awful.
This one really blows. This is when the Stones thought they were the Beatles. When the Stones thought they could be the Beatles.
Yeah, that's clearly what they're trying to do.
I'm going to be that guy today. Way too emotional guy. Yeah. Only on the air. How's that feel?
Yeah. Instruments that need to be destroyed. Number one, harpsichord. Out.
I hate the harpsichord.
Suck.
What would Lurch
finally less? Agree on something.
Lurch would be hobbyless.
I don't care.
The only time you'd have to hear the harpsichord.
He did the mash.
Or possibly.
No, I have a great story. You're going to like this.
All down the line, best Stone songs ever. Go ahead.
For the first time in 50 years, all 30 Major League Baseball teams playing on opening day. Guess what Dairy Queen's doing to celebrate?
Putting things in those little Major League Baseball helmets.
They are actually releasing a new limited edition Blizzard.
Stupid!
Inspired by all your favorite ballpark treats.
Excuse me for a second. Could we unhook everything that he's hooked up to?
Don't you remember you'd go get a sundae in the Major League Baseball batting helmet?
Yes,
you don't remember,
I remember that?
Of course.
That's the coolest thing ever. Bring the batting helmets back. Don't give me another Blizzard with pumpkin in it.
The triple play Blizzard mixes vanilla soft serve with caramel-coated peanuts, caramel popcorn brittle, chocolate chunks.
Okay, okay.
Then to top the whole thing off, they add pretzel rods and chocolate-drizzled caramel popcorn.
Wow.
Sounds good to me.
Dairy Queen, you have me. What am I thinking?
I was just there last night.
The ice-cold triple-play Blizzard.
Sounds good.
I love pretzel rods.
Bring the batting helmets back to Dairy.
I love pretzel rods.
You ever eat half the pretzel rod and then pretend the other half is a cigar?
Cigar, yes.
Very funny.
Yes.
I think all cultures do that.
Yes, yeah.
There isn't a culture in the world that doesn't do that. I've seen South American indigenous peoples.
Thank you, Dairy Queen.
Cap stopped with a jerk and I
Dairy
got off.
Queen and, wow.
The new Blizzard will be introduced on March 29th.
Okay.
That's...
to only one store in each of the 15 cities where hometown games are being played on opening day.
Whoa.
So it'll be available in Cincinnati tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, one Dairy Queen.
What?
It's just one store per city?
Mm, one store in each of the 15 home game cities made the roster.
Okay, now I'm on the other side. Oh,
man.
Boy, there's a lot of this. No, we ain't got it. You got to go over it.
Yeah.
Going over to the store on 37, they've got it. That's my Dairy Queen.
That's your Dairy Queen employee voice?
That is the funniest voice you do.
You're not doing enough twirl on the top of the cone.
Now, you don't know this about me, Josh. I used to work at a Dairy Queen. And,
we're out of peanut butter parfait.
I didn't know that
when,
either.
Yes, when the power would go out.
He did the twirl with his tongue.
When the power would go out, you would just put your mouth over the thing, get that little twirl, hold it upside down, and hand it to the customer.
Now that is an employee. Making sure that's branding,
get
my friend.
Twirl.
Yes. He was employee of the month.
That's a lie. Actually, the guy at my Dairy Queen is this super literary guy.
Possum got into the dumpster again.
I'll have to send you there.
Did you hear what he just said?
There's a super literary guy working at a Dairy Queen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, of course. Why not?
And I found that out because he has a very literary vanity plate. I'm not going to say it on the air, but I couldn't believe it.
Huh.
I went, who's the fan? And he goes, oh, I am.
I am.
Started chatting with him. Turns out the guy's really cool. Coming up, we're going to have a special treat. I'm going to give you just another
taste of
it. I'm
going to put this out there right now. I want to work one morning, part-time, on the air at Dairy Queen.
Well, I know how you work, and it will be part-time.
That's right. And I'm going to use this for welcome to Dairy Queen. Yeah, can I help you?
By part-time, I mean when you make your order, you can kind of check looking at the computer and looking up stuff like Joe Day for 20 minutes. then you'll get your Blizzard. Coming up, here's another audio teaser.
George Bush. George Burns. George Jones. George Benson.
I want to do a tribute to this, except do it the Dick song.
Yes.
We call it the Tom song?
Dick, you're trying to work me into the Dick song, aren't you?
Dick Gregory.
Dick Vitale.
Dick Morris.
Dick Grote.
Dick McGee.
Dick McGee.
I'm going to spit in your Sunday.
You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra.